Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I am not a fan of surprises. That's why I like the preventative maintenance from my guys at Care. They make sure your heater or AC is running at tip-top shape so you don't have any surprises. Maybe you're saying, I like surprises. What's the big deal? Weren't expecting that, were you? Surprise, that sucked, right? Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. My throat hurts.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's Blue Jackets skate in Montreal against the Canadiens. Tonight, 7 o'clock faceoff here on the Fan. Jackets not only looking for back-to-back wins, but still holding second place in the Metro Division. Cleveland and Cincinnati begin their baseball seasons today and tonight. The Reds later in the afternoon host Boston, while the Guardians will be in Seattle to take on the Mariners. NCAA tournament resumes tonight. South Regional semis, Iowa facing Nebraska. Illinois goes up against Houston in Houston, while the West semis in San Jose, Texas playing Purdue. Top seed Arizona meets Arkansas. LSU has rehired Will Wade as their head basketball coach, a position he was fired from in 2019 due to NCAA rules violations. This update brought to you by Uber Eats, who has a great deal waiting for you at Scramblers from now through March 31st. Get a buy one, get one free deal on the Manhandler Skillet app. Terms apply. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, man. How are you?
You look like Cal Ripken today. Look at you.
I am Cal
Ripken.
Teddy
looks like Barry Larkin. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Happy opening day to all those who celebrate. I do get a kick out of today because I get text messages from people that I never hear from anymore. And it's just, we shared once upon a time a love for baseball. And they, like, text me, happy opening day, or Merry Christmas, or something like that. And it's the only time I talk to these people all year long. But it's nice to keep the line of communication open.
It is nice, right? You have those shared connections. I was texting my buddy who is the director of golf up at York. He's a huge New York Yankees fan. So I'm kind of bending his ear on last night's broadcast and the game. And let me tell you, we agreed. That Netflix broadcast last night, we were talking about this before the show, before it on yesterday's show, saying I'm okay. Like the NFL broadcasts have been okay. They hired A-list guys to lead the broadcast.
Yeah, the streaming aspect of it didn't bother me.
Yeah,
this is just the way it is now.
And I thought the camera work and all that was good, so I had a positive mindset going into this first one for baseball.
But
it was awful.
It was borderline embarrassing.
It was the coloring or like the fading seemed off for some of the regular camera shots. I don't know if there was something going on with the fog in the Bay Area that was contributing to that, but that seemed weird because you wouldn't see it at other angles. And the pregame.
Was embarrassing.
What they did to set this off, I mean, are you kidding me? They brought props out there. They had the Yankees. First of all, it's a Giants game, all right? We don't have to introduce the entire New York Yankees starting lineup. Home team gets introductions. Visitors, they go out there, they get ready to play. That's how you do it. You have a nice anthem. Can we go on? We had Bert Kreischer, a shirted Bert Kreischer.
You'd rather him have no shirt?
There. I'd rather not have him. What is he out there for?
I'll tell you what he's out there for. He's out there because he's got a contract with Netflix.
That's why he's out there.
And look, I understand that these entities go out and they pay a bunch of money. And one of the reasons why they want to have sports on their air is because they want to use it to promote their other shows. I get it. It's been that way from the history of time. However, it was so hokey.
It was
last night.
There's a way to do that.
And they did it wrong.
And there's a way to not do it. You want to put the promos into the commercial breaks or have, you know, Matt Vasgersian do a couple of live reads for whatever, you know, things they're pumping in Netflix at the time being. If they wanted to have Jameis Winston talk some baseball here and there and do it at a minimum and have it be the right kind of way, that could be funny. It was just, you had a trolley out there for the Giants to walk through the dugout, and you brought in two taxi cabs for New York.
Well, because
people just dancing and gyrating and shaking around.
That's right, baby.
Out there. Oh, my God. It was so stupid. And they missed the first ABS in the history of baseball. They missed it. Because they're talking to the manager.
I have made a declaration.
Yeah?
I have watched. I watched 5 seconds of games.
I
watched some of the game last night.
Right.
And I'm watching some of the games today.
And?
I've decided the ABS challenge system, I hate it.
Hate it. You're done?
Want it to end. It's over. You know what? It should be instantaneous. The technology is instantaneous. Instead, what we have is we have the umpire stepping off to the side, looking towards the outfield. Then they have to have the big unveil for us with the T-Mobile K-Zone. No, it really was a strike. Challenge good. It's like, oh, okay, whatever. It should be instantaneous. We have gone to all these lengths the last couple years to speed up the game of baseball, to get it back to the rhythm that makes it enjoyable. Okay?
Right, they've gone to the pitch clock.
And
they're
now
trying
what
to speed
we're
going to
do
innings.
Yeah. Is at least a couple times per inning now, for the most part. We're going to get the umpire stepping out, and we're going to be staring off into space. And I hate it. I've said, if you're confident in the technology, and they are, or we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be challenging calls if we weren't confident in the technology. If you're confident, then it should be ABS, calling balls and strikes, every single pitch. The umpire gets a little thing instantaneously in his ear. Ball, strike. No delays,
so you want him just calling the whole entire game.
You do want the robot on. If you are that confident with the technology, the umpire is still going to be back there because you need an umpire to do other things. Check swings, foul tips, plays the plate. I get it. Computer can't do that. But computer can call balls and strikes.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go with it.
Am I a maniac because I want some of my calls ruined in sports? I feel like it's just a part. I'm a maniac for a lot of reasons, but I am a replay minimalist is maybe how I would describe myself.
I tend to agree.
I like to have it, but I want to keep it at a minimum, and I do want coaches, or in this case, players, to be able to be the judge of when they think it's worthy of our time to use a challenge if we have it. I wanted that in college basketball. It was ridiculous how many times we would just go, like, let's go to the monitor and look at every single tipped ball out of bounds in the last 2 minutes. There might be six of them, and we're going to go and spend 2 to 5 minutes. That's ridiculous, the amount of time that they were wasting. I get what you're saying about wasted time, but the people, I think, need to, your opinion is what it is, but I think the people as a whole, they got to see the quick little zone of was it a strike or not. I'm just saying.
I don't have to see anything.
Most people, I think, need to see that so they can know for sure, okay, that's the call.
They've kept the K zone on the screen. We see it.
I thought that wasn't going to be there. That was the point of
every
this.
Single game has the K zone right above the catcher, and right on the catcher.
As I was doing more reading, it was telling me that the outline was going to stay there, but they were going to do away with like stamping the ball, you know, like stamping the impression of it.
I've seen stamping the ball.
Because then if you've got people watching it, and they've said that it will be a 9 second delay, so you'd have to wait too long and be back to the pitcher's mound. Like, you've got to, like, tap your helmet almost a second or two after the call.
Whatever, man. I've decided I hate it.
I know.
I hate it already. And here's something else
that just
chaps my cracky. And you're going to think it's nothing, and it probably is nothing. But what I like to do is I like to take nothing and then pick at it until it becomes something.
You don't do that.
So we got McAfee on. in the office back here earlier. He's doing his thing. God bless him. He's got $19 trillion. And he's wearing a shirt that says, baseball isn't boring. And I know what he's trying to do.
I know what you're doing.
But what you're doing is you are contributing to the stereotype. Just by having that on your shirt.
Yeah.
You're contributing to the stereotype. You know what? That's just like me wearing a t-shirt that says, Broadway isn't gay. Yeah. All right. I know.
What do you mean by that?
Right, exactly. You don't have to put that on the shirt. I know it's not gay, and I know it's not boring.
If I want to go downtown and watch a lavish musical, I'm going to do it.
Right. Now wear a shirt that says baseball's awesome. I have no problem with that.
I do agree with you. You are sitting across from a thespian. You do know that, right?
You are a thespian. When's your next musical, by the way?
Coming up.
What is it?
It's called Shucked. It's Shucked. About corn.
I thought maybe it was oyster shucking.
Oyster Bay? No. It's about some corn shucking. Maybe Thad Matta and the Corn Jerkers will be in the audience that night, too.
Corn Jerkers. Corn I forgot about
jerkers.
That. You didn't prep me for that.
I didn't prep you for that. You're okay on that one. But it's going to be a good show. April 7th.
Corn Jerkers.
You got it.
I want a longer one. Give me the chorus.
The corn jerkers, yeah, the corn jerkers. When it's time to get working, we get to jerking. Camber knows that every fall, the corn jerkers will answer the call.
Where was he from? Hoopston, Illinois?
Hoopston?
The Hoopston corn jerkers? One of a kind.
Hoopston? We'll hear from Ryan Day. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some holdup due to an accident that's on Parsons Avenue near Whittier Street. And there's a couple-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard-Rome Road due to that construction. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Pits are making a push to the playoffs.
The Islanders and Adam Fantilli, one more time, puts it in the net.
Listen to every exciting moment, including an extended pregame show for weekend games. Proud to be your home of the Jackets. The Fan.
Hello, it's...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies today. Very breezy and warm as highs soar in the mid to upper 70s to even the low 80s. And then for tonight after 7 p.m., chances of showers and storms, some which could be strong to severe with heavy downpours. So make sure you have ways to get warnings. For Friday, chances of rain linger in the early morning, turning mostly cloudy and much colder with highs in the mid to upper 40s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Give me a number.
Let's go
4. Caller number 4 right now. 614-821-9710 gets a pair of tickets to see the Jackets take on the Hurricanes on the 31st at Nationwide Arena, and learn how you can join the Jackets on a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Montreal. Details at 971thefan.com. I forgot to set up the show today because I'm a horrible broadcaster, but it is Too Hot Thursday.
Too hot!
We're doing that all day. Teddy plays us audio. Also, Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg at 3:30.
Too hot!
Yes. And because she was out at Pro Day yesterday, and we have to have our weekly dose of stupid, Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran at 4:30.
Too hot!
Well, she should have a lot to talk about then. Mm-hmm. She's been very, very busy this last week. There's been a lot of events. I mean, she traveled.
A lot of complaining, too.
A lot of complaining.
Her car's broken now. Okay. I got to hear about that.
I'm okay with complaining as long as you work hard. And I know Nicole Sheeran. I know she puts in the work. There's some weird things about her that we'd like her to change, like drinking coffee in the bathroom in the morning while she's getting ready. You can't just have your toilet right there and have all that going on and then have an open drink container. Although one could say that like the coffee and the toilet, like one feeds the other, so it's the perfect place for it. But no, it's not. Don't do that.
It's just bad optics, isn't it?
Just yucky.
Now we got live baseball today. Paul Skeens didn't make it out of the first inning today for the Pirates. That's a shame.
5 runs given up?
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't make it out of the first.
Oh, my God, though. This just came across my feed moments before we hit the airwaves, and I didn't ask you to look at the smut or the filth yet.
What?
But you know what Livy Dunn is doing, right?
She's
in Hollywood right now?
She's doing a Baywatch reboot.
Dear God, there's like a photo shoot of
all of
filming.
Them.
Yeah, have you seen
I saw the cast around the web now? I saw the cast picture of all of them. And I don't know how they're all not just oiling up and effing.
You say
all
oiling up
day long.
The still images here. There must be a scene on the pilot. Has it debuted yet?
No,
they're just filming, right?
Now.
Yeah, there must be a scene in one of the first few episodes. They're sudsed up, and she's on the hood of a car at like some parking lot car wash.
They know
situation.
What they're doing.
Of course, they know what they're doing. Oh dear God! And here's one of the back end. Good Lord. So I think I know what happened. Skeensy is a little tired today. He got lit up this afternoon. He'll be okay.
First of all, he's a good, clean
boy.
Okay. He's dedicated to his craft. There's no hanky-panky. He's not spending time with Livy Dunn the night before.
My baby does the hanky-panky.
She's off filming Baywatch. He's with the team. It had nothing to do with
You're
that.
You're probably right. I'm sure they're not even in the same city right now with as much as both of them have going on. But he could be getting text messages, you know?
Ooh, little TXT.
TXT. SXT.
Stop it. Ryan Day at Pro Day yesterday. Here's his thoughts on Pro Day.
It's a great way to showcase the program, but the feedback that we're getting from so much of the NFL personnel is, one, you know, the type of guys that we have, which you guys get a chance to see, you know, on a weekly basis. But then just overall, just, you know, how we run, you know, everything today and you know, how our guys are doing once they get to the NFL. And that's a big part of it. And I think, you know, with the landscape of college changing, you know, the type of guys that we're putting out is impressive in the NFL, and you know, just got so much of that feedback today, and so it was good to hear. But the most important thing coming out of it was I feel like our guys did a great job. They looked great. Everything was really clean, very professionally done. Mick did a great job again with everything. I mean, we got everybody in and out of here pretty quick, and I just heard some stories and maybe some other places they went to where it didn't go as fast and it wasn't as organized. So that was good to hear.
Well, they got it down to a science at this point, don't they? With everything that goes on in the Woody for these pro days. We talked about it yesterday, how they've just sort of built and built and built. In the time that you've been broadcasting here, what it started out as.
Pro day was a total
and
nothing.
How it's a total circus where the media shows up, not just here locally, pretty much every single member of the local media is there, and you're press credentialed for it, and tons of national media members are showing up as well. NFL Network is going to broadcast the footage there, sometimes live. Did you see? And then a lot of the same things that happened during the combine could happen surrounding Ohio State Pro Day based on a 40 time, based on some dropped passes, what have you. And yesterday, the thing that was sort of setting the internet ablaze was a side-by-side photo of another top defensive end standout at Miami, who Ohio State lost to, Reuben Bain. Terrific player. He's probably going to be a tremendous pro. I'm not saying that he's not. But what are we doing putting him next to Arvell Reese on a simple drill where I don't know if Arvell Reese even had it in his mind that he wanted to show off his bendability in this particular drill? Maybe he was just going, are they built for speed or for comfort? You know,
his
what was he doing? Well, that's what was done. They're saying, look at how low to the ground Reuben Bain can get when he's turning the corner on a tackle. We've seen him do that. He can get quite low. That doesn't mean that Arvell Reese can't, but Arvell Reese is also a hybrid, different type of player. Point being, they're trying to slam Arvell Reese, who is the most incredible athlete and is finely tuned machine.
We
got to
talk about something, don't we?
It's just, I guess you have to.
We got to talk about something. We're talking about, you know, Ty Simpson and Fernando Mendoza. By the way, I have given my thoughts on Fernando Mendoza. I don't think he's going to be anything in the NFL.
You have said that.
I'm not saying that I think Ty Simpson will be something in the NFL, but I'm not a huge fan of Fernando at the NFL level. What he did in college is unmistakably brilliant, okay? And he will be remembered forever because of that. Does that automatically make him a surefire number one pick for somebody? No. I think the Raiders will take him and they will regret it in about 5 minutes. But I love how everybody seems to be hip to the jive now, because I felt like I was screaming at a brick wall for years about Dan Orlovsky being an annoying piece of trash.
He's and been now, pretty obnoxious for a while.
I'm reading these articles like, has Dan Orlovsky jumped the shark? Is he too far into hot takeville? Yes! This is what these guys do. It's almost like it's difficult to have longevity in this business. You know? Those of us who have been around for a while have sort of figured out.
And then, Teddy, you're a troll, Ted. You keep putting Mike Florio content in the prep.
Oh, he's done that for years.
He'll never stop. He's smiling back there.
He's done it for years.
And then Florio writes 9,000 words about Dan Orlovsky feeding the hype machine. And that's the same thing. Mike Florio is creating a hot take based off of Dan Orlovsky's hot take. And as you said, I don't even really so much have a problem with Dan Orlovsky watching film, breaking it down, and giving his opinion. Every now and then you do have a hot take, and if he thinks Ty Simpson is going to wind up being better than Fernando Mendoza, then we'll see. You know, we can come back to that one. We're not going to know X amount of games into both guys, you know, rookie seasons in the league, but it was the way that he was forming his defense, you know? And that's why that clip went viral with McAfee, where they kind of called him out on it, because he seemed to challenge about what big games did Fernando Mendoza play in. Oh, my God. Only like the last four games of his career. And there were two or three. Oregon on the road, possibly coming from behind against Penn State. I mean, I know you should have beat him by more than that, but pressure throws that he had to make to salvage their undefeated season. And then all the teams that they beat, starting with Ohio State at the end. I loved how McAfee was trolling him when he was trying to come to his defense, saying, don't be so mean, because Orlovsky threw something out like, how about kindness? You know, that's my word of the day. Let's all just be kind. I'm like, you're the one that stoked the fire about
he's
the top
a big
quarterback.
Stupid dork.
And McAfee went on and on about be nice to our friend Dan. And just so you know, Dan can say some stupid stuff here and there, but we still love him, even though he's kind of an idiot most of the time, but we still love him. And he didn't answer my FaceTime last night for the first time ever. So he just to let
right. Then
everybody know.
McAfee wore a shirt that said, Dan Orlovsky isn't stupid. Sure.
Right.
By the way, Kurt Cignetti, I guess, ripped into one of his players.
You like
so,
that?
So today was was practice day for Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first day of spring practice
for day for them.
Right.
Oh, this was their first one?
Yeah,
today. This was the debut today.
Yeah, first one. And they have a transfer, Nick Marsh.
From Michigan State,
From Michigan State. Played a couple years at Michigan State, so he's a wide receiver. Came in, and he wants to make a good impression on his teammates. Obviously, he wants to show that he's worthy of playing on this national championship squad. So he comes out wearing gold cleats.
Oh, wearing the old Michael Johnsons.
So here is what Cignetti told reporters. I didn't love those gold shoes he came out in today. He learned what getting your ass ripped is all about. I don't know if that happened to him very often at Michigan State. That was before practice started.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I don't know if it was necessarily the color of the cleat that he had a problem with.
I think it was.
You know, gold is usually reserved for champions. And so if some guys from last year's team want to walk out with gold cleats, then that's acceptable. However, you've been on this team for 5 seconds. You are defending nothing. You're not a defending champion.
And you know what? I really appreciate Kurt Cignetti for taking that approach. I think he's allowed to do that now more so than ever. Even going into last year after an 11-win season, I think he had the ability to speak up that way. But you've set a tone with that program.
He rules the roost
buddy. You've set a standard for what it's going to be. And I doubt that he would even let some of the guys from last year's championship team carry themselves in a certain way of where they're just puffing their chest out and acting like they're the cock of the walk. I bet they've already had their day doing that. Whereas now it's spring football. Now it's time to get down to business. Do you remember very quickly this new Tigers prospect?
Anytime somebody says very quickly, it's never very quickly. You ever notice that?
Do you think AJ Hinch has said anything to Max Clark? Have you seen this dude?
Yes, we've talked about him before. He's got 19 million amulets on.
What is he doing? It's that same type of
thing. He's dropping fly balls.
You can't look like that when you haven't done it yet.
You can't look like that ever.
That's true.
He looks like a goober.
You can wear some expensive diamond necklaces if that's who you are. He's got 20 of them on. He hasn't done a damn thing in baseball. Looks like an idiot out there.
Around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic on eastbound 70 on the east side, going from Livingston Avenue to US 33. And watch out for a bit of a slowdown on eastbound 161 between Hamilton Road and New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need Smart Grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Adam, hello, my friend.
Hello, how we doing?
Oh, fantastic. We had Pro Day over at Ohio State. You've been around the game a long time, and I've talked about this. When I first started here, 22 years ago and some change, Pro Day was all right. But the Combine was the real time that you got together and checked things out. It wasn't the circus that it's become. Can you talk about the evolution of Pro Day as you've seen it during your time covering the game?
Yeah, it certainly has become a bigger deal. And I think a lot of it has to do with, obviously, the role of agents and you know, the comfort level that certain athletes have, you know, to go through workouts or drills or testing, you know, in their home venue versus the combine, which has always been that sort of platform where everyone ran the 40 and everyone, you know, did the bench press. And now, you know, guys are taking their own paths and saying, hey, I'm not going to do this there. And if you want to come see me and evaluate me on my home turf where I'm comfortable, you know, you should do that. And obviously teams are doing that. I was talking with Bill O'Brien actually yesterday, the Boston College coach, and you know, that's not a great program by any means right now, but you know, he told me they had 29 teams, including Patriots coach Mike Vrabel at their pro day. And so, you know, pro days are big deals, even at Boston College, much less Ohio State, which is, you know, kind of an appointment. Everybody has to get there every year because of just how good their players are.
Adam, we were just talking about Kurt Cignetti's comments about new wide receiver Nick Marsh with the gold cleats. Did you see those comments? What did you think about that? Kurt going that route, letting him have it for wearing gold cleats.
Yeah, I love it. So, I mean, clearly there's been no glamorizing of that program, even though they've won a national title. And it's one of the things that you certainly admire about Kurt Cignetti is he's not going to let what happened and this history and all these unprecedented things that have gone on in this program change the way that they operate. And, you know, you got a guy in Nick Marsh who was one of the top transfers in a class that I know we at ESPN ranked number 3 nationally, included, you know, Josh Hoover, the quarterback from TCU, and other really good players. And, you know, he comes in, he's a fancy wide receiver, and it kind of gets checked on the first day of practice. So it'll be fun to kind of hear from Nick Marsh and get his side of it. But you can just imagine some of the things that were said when he shows up with gold cleats on the first day.
Okay, so you mentioned the other guy I wanted to ask you about while we're on the subject of Indiana. You go from the Heisman Trophy winner for the first time ever, you win a national championship, and then you bring in Josh Hoover from TCU, who has been putting up numbers for the Horned Frogs for the last two seasons. Do you expect there's going to be a little bit of an adjustment for Hoover, or is this guy so experienced he's going to fit right into the system and hit the ground running?
Well, you know, he's a guy. What's so interesting about him is he actually committed to Indiana, a very different version of Indiana out of high school, and then was able to, you know, get the offer from TCU and was the guy who, you know, replaced them as the starter when they went to a national title game. And so he is an experienced guy. He's, you know, the professional quarterback, so to speak, coming in the door. But, you know, he is replacing a great player in Fernando Mendoza and isn't going to be exactly a carbon copy of Fernando. I don't know if you guys caught this week. His former coach, Sonny Dykes, you know, kind of took a shot at Josh Hoover with some facts about all the interceptions he threw at TCU. And, you know, that's one thing Josh is going to have to get better at, because one of the many things that Fernando did well last year for IU was not turning the ball over. You know, he did have a couple. He had the pick six against Oregon that they were able to overcome. But generally, he was taking great care of the football, and that was something that Josh Hoover struggled with at times. And so that's one thing to watch. He can certainly make plays and generate numbers, but, you know, with Kurt Cignetti and the way that they operate in Bloomington, you know, they're not going to stand for many mistakes either. So that's an area he's going to have to improve here going forward, working with Nick Marsh and the other receivers there, Charlie Becker and others in Bloomington.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg. So the football subcommittee, the rules committee, they're going to try something this year. They're no longer going to have suspensions for second half targeting penalties. If you get called for targeting in the second half of a game, you are not automatically suspended for the next game. Do you see this as something that sticks around? Because, you know, targeting is a very controversial thing, even without the suspension attached to it.
Well, I think it's going to all these questions about targeting, and they're understandable and they frustrate fans and even some of us who cover the sport. It's all going to be driven by data. So, you know, again, the targeting penalty is in place as a deterrent. It's there so that if you commit that foul and you're kicked out of a game, and maybe, you know, previously the first half of the next game, that you don't do it again. And so if those overall number of penalties that are upheld goes down, I think you're going to see a gradual loosening of how punitive the penalties have been. And that's what people are so upset about is, you know, guy's just playing hard and his head gets in the wrong position and suddenly he's kicked out of the game and boy, he's missing the first half of the next game. That's a really a tough thing to put on a young player. But is it teaching him to do something different the next time around? And are the overall number of targeting penalties going down? Because there's been talk about, you know, do you have a yellow card, red card type situation and let the replay official determine if something was really egregious versus an accidental targeting, so to speak. So their whole goal, though, is to limit those types of hits and ideally make the game as safe as possible.
Adam Rittenberg is with us. I want to ask you about coaches right now. If you just think about where the Big Ten stands, got some new faces that are coming to the conference. Who to you, though, has the hottest seat going into 2026? Also, how is Mike Locksley still at Maryland?
Yeah, well, I think you just answered your own question. In the Big Ten, it's Mike Locksley. He's a guy that was making bowls and winning some bowl games and putting a lot of guys in the NFL. And then the last couple of years, it's really cratered. And, even in their game against Washington, I think it was the Big Ten opener, they were up big. And then they end up, blowing that lead and losing. And then they lost out. They just have been so bad after the month of September, despite having great talent. And, I think they put four or five guys in the NFL draft last year. They have a number of guys with NFL potential returning on this year's roster. But, again, Mike has always brought in talent. He just hasn't always translated it to winning. And if it doesn't happen this year, he's going to be out of a job. And I also put Luke Fickell in that category. Those are the two with the hottest seats in the Big Ten. Luke, again, getting support from the guy who hired him and Chris McIntosh. He's back. He's got a new quarterback from Old Dominion. I'm really excited to see what he can do, a dual threat player there for Wisconsin. They need some better luck on the injury front, but they're going to have better results. Wisconsin just can't be a program that is under 500 and getting shut out at home in consecutive weeks and all these things that just are kind of unfathomable for those of us who followed that program for the past 25 years. So it's Locksley and it's Fickell, and if there's not results, you're going to see new coaches in both of those spots.
Adam, we always appreciate it, my friend. We'll chat next week.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I want to sort of touch on that because we've talked about Locksley before, and
I don't get it, man.
Well, I don't get it either.
Don't.
But what I'll hear from people is, well, see how it worked out with Jim Harbaugh. They were patient with Jim Harbaugh, and it ultimately paid off. And so people talk about, oh, well, patience, and yes, patience can sometimes pay off. However, complacency looks a lot like patience. And sometimes you don't know until it's too late which one is which.
Yeah.
And Maryland's getting a nice check. You'd think they'd have some sort of expectations. And I'm not talking about competing for a Big Ten championship. I'm talking about getting to 6 or 7 wins.
It's just that he had that peak because he was there 2019, okay, before the pandemic. And you had those 8 win seasons, and then it was 4-8, 1-8 in the Big Ten. And then he followed that up last year, 4-8, 1-8 in the Big Ten. You saw what peak Mike Locksley was going to be.
Well, look at the recruiting classes.
And then it went
too.
Back
they've
down.
They've continued to go down.
It's dwindled. And they, too, need to actually step up and invest. It's either that or die, because you're going to continue to hemorrhage cash if you don't have a football team or a men's basketball team that performs with any kind of consistency. The other side of that, too, was we talked about it. Fred Hoiberg for basketball. Sometimes being patient pays off.
I'm
That's
aware.
One case. But I'm not even necessarily saying, they've got their first Sweet 16 of all time. I get all that. But does that make it right that they waited like 6 years of missing NCAA tournaments? I don't know. Like, they're here now, and that's great. You could be Maryland football, though, if you just let it fester.
Football season is about to get a little bit hotter. And speaking of hot, do a little too hot.
Too hot!
Coming up next, Ooh. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a couple minutes slowdown if you're on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from US 23 to 71. And we've got traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on Parsons Avenue near Whittier Street. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by the Waterworks.
Daily on the Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
What's the matter with you? Oh, if you could hear our commercial break conversation, we wouldn't have jobs, I'll tell you what.
Oh,
I tell
baby.
You what.
Oh, man. Having imaginary press conferences. Sports blow-ups. That's what we were talking about.
Football season's about to get a little bit hotter, so insiders say that by next season, 2027 being next season.
Yeah. Week zero, baby.
Real college football starts week zero. When I say real college football, not just a handful of select games, but everybody's
right.
Week zero
right.
will be week one. So we're moving it a week earlier.
We're not going to have a Cincinnati-Kent State game be like one of the big games of the weekend.
That could be a game.
Yeah.
But they won't be the featured game.
Everybody is going to be playing that week. Did you realize this year we're back to one bye week after we've enjoyed two bye weeks
Correct.
For two straight seasons?
Yeah.
I was starting to become accustomed to that. And I wonder how many people, players, coaches alike down there at the Woody, were starting to become accustomed to that as well. I would think, and I'm sure it's been spoken about, I'm sure players have been asked this. I can't remember what their thoughts on it were, but I would prefer it that way with the length of the season. The fact that you can have, and also like you have maybe one of those bye weeks that's right after non-conference season ends, you get a little bit of a reset, a breather, and then you head on into conference season for that final 2 month push or something that's in mid October-ish before the biggest four or five games down the stretch of your season. I like the idea of starting earlier and then having two built-in bye weeks, especially as deep into January as you're going to go from here on out.
That's the thing. When you're a program like Ohio State, you are factoring in playing deep into winter.
Right.
Right? I mean, every single year, that's what your plan is. Maybe it doesn't necessarily happen all the time, but that's the plan. Like last year. We look at the schedule last year. Realistically, there were much more than just two bye weeks. You had lots of bye weeks.
Yeah.
Because the schedule was puff the magic dragon. Nothing. But this season, you have so many challenge games. Half the games are challenge games. Maybe that one bye week bites you in the ass because these games will be more competitive. They will be more physical because the schedule is that much better.
I'm pulling up the schedule. I'm pretty sure Kent State is on the docket this year. They are. So that is game three. So I don't mean to diminish them, but let's be honest here. One's Ohio State, one's Kent State. Ball State and Kent State will be de facto bye weeks. Don't tell anyone down there that I said that because I know they're going to be balls to the walls because it's a game week. But Julian Sain hopefully is out of that game sometime in the third quarter and everything is TCB. And then you get some of the depth in there to see how they can perform. You definitely want to get some depth on the field in that first game because Texas is the second game of the season. You like how that works out? I do, because you're going on the road this time around. I've always said I don't have a problem starting week one because everybody is a little unfamiliar and you can strike while the iron's hot. If you just execute better than the opponent, you could see the number one team in the country over there. And if you're as good as Ohio State,
we saw it last year.
You can win that game. And you saw Ohio State that was a little clunky.
It wasn't a highlight reel type of game, but they did what they had to do.
And that's major. That's a big deal. Now, when you have that at home, that's different. I do like with all the turnover, and you can't really ever know when you set these games up what one off season is going to look like. You like to have your quarterback roadmap and kind of plan it out, but nothing really ever goes according to plan 100%. But now that you have that Texas game week two, second game up, I prefer it that way with you going on the road. Arch Manning has to take a big step forward this year. He's going to be remembering how his performance went last year in Columbus. So everyone needs to be ultra prepared for that. Having a real, full, honest walkthrough in a game form against Ball State is key for me.
Well, you're going to need it because you're going to need to rotate a lot of guys in and out, because I assume that second game of the season in Austin is going to be hotter than hell. Even if that winds up being a night game, that's still going to be hotter than
90.
Hell.
Yeah.
It's, you know, August or early September in Austin, Texas. All right, let's do some Too Hot.
Too Hot. Sponsored by Ohio Health. Rising to the occasion in the moments that truly matter. Learn more at ohiohealth.com/it's time.
All right, Teddy, what do you got for us, homie?
All right, where do you guys want to start today?
Maybe T-Bone and Tyvus?
T-Bone and Tyvus.
Hey! Good.
Let's start with those guys. Now, we're all aware of the bet if the Blue Jackets win the Stanley Cup, right? I mean, we...
Sacky time.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're the ones that invented the
bet.
That's right.
And they jumped on board with that. T-Bone and Tyvus did. They're going to do the same thing. Now, I think Tyvus is getting a little nervous about it because the Jackets have had
they're
a lot
hot,
of success
man.
Here.
Yeah,
just to
hot.
Refresh everybody's memory, I had said that if the Jackets go on and win the Stanley Cup, this was after, you know, you fire your coach and it looks like everything's going to suck the rest of the year. I will get my scrotum pierced if they win the Stanley Cup, and I'll be happy to do it. Then you jumped on board, Teddy jumped on board, and our friends in the morning jumped on board.
That's right. And Tyvus had a question, though, about that.
Do we really got to do the piercing thing?
They have to win the Stanley Cup, Tyvus.
I'm saying, if they won the cup, do we really got to
do it? I would gladly do it! Sign me up!
Billy,
numb
got,
me or unnumb, do I don't really care, I'm doing it.
Does your word matter, Tyvus?
Yeah,
that's the question.
Yeah, do you go back on promises? Is that what you do? I keep hearing about how team sports, football specifically, teaches you how to be a man. You know, follow through with what you say you're going to do.
I believe
if you commit to the team, you go through with it.
What is his deal?
This guy.
Of course. I thought he was a respectable guy.
Can I tell you something? Can you imagine the fever pitch this town is going to be? I'll do it with a smile on my face if they win the Stanley Cup. I told you yesterday, I'll put a tattoo on my genitals too.
Can you get a tattoo on your sacky?
I want Lord Stanley tattooed right on my dangly prune.
Please don't say that.
Dangly prune.
I don't ever want to hear you say that again. Did you just come up with that right now? I never heard that one before.
I just vomited it out.
And you know what, too? Isn't the line in Scarface, all I have in this world are my balls and my word? You're not going to have your balls if you get the sacky pierced, but you're not going to have your word if you don't. So, Tyvus.
Tyvus is, I'm going to hold him down.
You got to do it, man.
I'm going to hold him down. This guy's gotten hair transplants. He's getting shots all over the place. He's electronic.
Getting his stomach gyrated.
All that.
Yeah.
You're going to get
your
sack pierced. We'll be so happy to do it. All right. The NFL is staring at an opportunity to overhaul the entire system. I'll explain why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 5 minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. We've got a couple minute hold up on southbound 315 going from Kinnear Road to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
From the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Blue Jackets continue their road swing, skating in Montreal against the Canadiens tonight. 7 o'clock faceoff here on the Fan. While the Jackets are trying for back-to-back wins, they're trying to snap a four-game losing streak in the city of Montreal. Cincinnati and Cleveland beginning their baseball seasons today and tonight. The Guardians this evening will be in Seattle to face the Mariners. Tanner Bibee pitching for Cleveland. Logan Gilbert for Seattle. And the Cincinnati Reds shortly will kick up their season at home with the Boston Red Sox. Garrett Crochet and Andrew Abbott, the starting pitchers. NCAA tournament play resuming tonight. South Regional in Houston, Iowa facing Nebraska. Illinois plays Houston in the West in San Jose. Texas against Purdue. Arizona takes on Arkansas. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Mikey, I got a problem here that's been brewing for maybe a month or so, and I haven't said anything until now, but I kind of noticed it even more so earlier today. Like, Twitter and X is way more of a filth and smut fest than Instagram ever was.
It's always been that way.
My Instagram's actually reset a little while ago, and when I went to hit my little looking glass, and all of a sudden it was all like comedy and golf.
Are you going to keep it that way?
I like was like, where are they? Like, I don't want Bert Kreischer's cans.
You
like,
got to get out of jail
else.
Free card,
yeah, and I'm
but
like,
you're
going to
ruin
it.
That. No, but Twitter's always been that
like,
way.
Mike, send me something. Send me an Instagram.
It's always been filthy dirty. There's like, you know, FOP on Twitter.
FOP? FOTP?
Full-on penetration. Show whatever the hell you want on Twitter.
They do.
Yes.
Elon made it so.
I'm not saying it should be that way, but
no,
it is.
No, it shouldn't. What is the reasoning for having that? It needs to be some kind of safeguards.
Will Wade is leaving NC State to coach LSU. If that sounds familiar, it's because it is. He was the coach at LSU for what, like a 5-6 year stretch? Not too long ago.
He was in the wiretaps, buddy. The Adidas scandal?
That's right. I forgot about that.
He was like caught on wiretaps saying, yeah, we tried to pay this guy $5 million and tried to pay that guy a bazillion dollars, and oh, we just cheat like some a-holes.
Well, Will Wade was just asked about this because there were rumors about, hey, maybe going back to LSU. So he answered that when he was still NC State's head coach, seemingly dismissing it. So here's Will Wade. But instead of Will Wade, here is Jeff Goldblum as Will Wade.
Is the job open there? Huh? No? So why would I... listen, to be very clear, I'm excited at NC State. I was hired at NC State to do a job, and this wasn't going to take 1 year. I've already met with our administration about next year, and some of the changes we need to make, some of the things we need to do to put this program where it deserves to be long term. I'm not on social media. I'm not into gossip or any of that sort of stuff, but I am into science and probability and... if there's one thing that evolution has taught us is that Will Wade, if so facto, me cannot be contained. I cannot be stopped. I might say verbatim that I'm committed to this place. But look what happened to Lane Kiffin. LSU finds a way. Will Wade will find a way.
I enjoy that very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff Goldblum.
You spent so much time thinking about if you could, you didn't stop to think if you should.
Uh-huh.
Will Wade, back to LSU.
All right, the NFL, I think, is staring at an opportunity to overhaul the entire system. So they're in this negotiation now, this contentious negotiation with the referees union.
With the officials, yep.
With the officials, where we're talking about replacement refs again and all this. And I guess they had a bargaining session scheduled for yesterday and like both sides walked out after 5 minutes.
Yeah, whatever.
Didn't go well.
Didn't get off the ground.
And look, I know that in the past, when they've used replacement officials and things have not worked out with the real deal, things have been bad. You know, the officiating was terrible. We had some of the worst calls ever. I get it. However, this could be a situation where this is the push that the NFL needs to fully modernize officiating. And I've said this for a couple of years since we've had the technology. I don't know why we don't have just eyes in the sky.
Yep.
Alan Parsons.
You want the Alan Parsons project.
I do. I want
the way here.
Officials to get off the field. Maybe you can have a couple officials down there to, give the call or talk to coaches and explain things, whatever it is. But, you know, the current way that we officiate things, I think, is a broken system. And I think once we start to toy with officials virtually and officials up in the booth and doing it a different way, I don't think we're ever going to go back. I think we're going to look at the way that we officiate football in 2025, 2026 and say, what the hell kind of archaic crap is this? We've got every camera angle in the world. With a push of a button, we can make a call. We can get the best angle possible. And instead, what we have now, 95% of our calls are down there by visually impaired old people with flags. Makes no sense.
It doesn't. And I kind of like what you're laying down and having something that at least is centralized in New York, or whether you have a dedicated booth in every NFL stadium.
Well, you can have people
that's modified
on site.
Yeah.
Right.
How much would that take to get, you know,
because I'm not talking about just a challenge system here. I'm talking about
making the calls,
officiating the entire game.
And could that ever be done 100%? From a booth, from just the cameras.
Pretty close to it, man.
Close. And I do wonder if it winds up going the way that it could if they have to use backup refs again, because that's the other part of the puzzle here, is that they were starting to put more of a command center in place to be a backup to crappy officials.
Right.
And they wouldn't put it that way, but that's exactly what it is. Like, they're afraid that it's going to be as big of a disaster as it was the last time around, where they couldn't even make a incompletion or touchdown catch call the right way. So much so where you had Aaron Rodgers sort of like walking off the field, shrugging his shoulders, wondering what the hell happened in that Packers-Seahawks game. So I wonder what that would ultimately look like. And if we see it here in 2026, what are some of the other details? Like, would you have like an extra couple of challenges? Oh, here's the crappy ref challenge. You know, I don't think that was a pass interference, so we're going to take it up to the booth.
You'd
and they're
have
gonna
to change
us
up the way that you do things.
How are we
going to
differentiate?
I don't know. Years ago, I worked at a place and there was a guy. He was like the number one guy. And he said, I'm holding out. I'm the best guy here. I got the best ratings. I'm holding out. I'm not coming back unless you pay me X amount of dollars. Well, he was playing chicken with management to the point where he was off the air for like 6 months. He was just playing chicken.
He did like a Le'Veon Bell. Well, skipped a whole year. Huh?
I know, but the problem was is that when he left, the ratings didn't go down. So then he played that game and lost because management said, well, what the hell am I going to give you a raise for? You left, you're not here, and yet the ratings are the same.
Yeah.
So you've proved your worth. That's what I think the referees have to worry about here. As the technology continues to get better, if you're not there, will they miss you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean,
so you got to be confident in what you're doing.
Essentially, like, I agree with you. Technology is amazing right now, but technology can always have bugs. And so, at the very least, I do think you're going to have a certain level of experienced referees down there. Now, maybe you'll be able to pay them a lot less because the roles are going to be diminished and they're going to be, in the future, the backup to what the technology is. But someone, like you said, not just, you know, breaking down calls to the coaching staff, to players that have questions, helping guys get lined up the right way. But every so often, if something is delayed or is buggy, then you have to go into calling the game mode again. But you probably could with remote controls and with all the different camera angles.
I get that.
Make clear and concise
decisions. I'm not
saying
that humans would ever be fully eliminated, and I don't want them to. But
I mean, what is this? The Terminator?
It's interesting.
I want some crap sometimes with my sports.
I know. I get that.
I need it.
But at the same time, if you went to the airport tomorrow and waited in the 9-hour-long TSA line, and then you got to your gate, and there was a little sign when you were boarding the plane saying, just so you know, there's no autopilot on this flight. I don't know about you, but I'd have a little turtle head popping out.
Sure.
Okay, I'm sure these guys can fly. They went to flight school. They did all of that. But we've gotten so used to knowing that this technology is good and it works. And I'd be a little scared if it wasn't there.
Security line, though? How about fully automated? What about getting felt up by a robot? I am just going to pat this area
you would actually plant contraband just to be felt up by the robot.
Nice cans.
A woman has been accused of urinating on things at Airbnbs. Timmy has that story for you coming up next. I don't do the smut stories. That's all Timmy. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit some slower traffic on westbound 670 if you're going from Grandview Avenue to I-70. We also have traffic slowing down on eastbound US 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by BHM CPA Group. Tax season made simple. Thousands trust BHM CPA Group for accurate, affordable, IRS-compliant 1040 filing. File today and maximize your return at bhmcpagroup.com. Because BHM CPA Group simplifies the complex. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Nice.
So who's the source of this?
One of those sites I go to.
Is it? Okay. Is this,
I don't know. Well,
you better clarify what site.
Clip that.
Okay.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
Hello, it's Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now watch for heavy rain, even some strong to severe thunderstorms up until about midnight tonight. Then just rain showers overnight into Friday morning. Could be a wet morning rush hour. Colder overnight lows dropping into the 30s. 40s for highs on Friday, turning sunny in the afternoon. Saturday, a lot of sunshine at 47. On Sunday, partly sunny skies and a little bit warmer with highs approaching 60. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Timmy,
Mike,
we were talking about Will Wade.
Yeah.
And how Will Wade was at NC State, and now he's left their basketball to go back to LSU.
Yeah,
and
one coach. Year. 1 year
yeah,
at NC
one
State.
Year he was
That's
there
it.
At NC State, and NC State's AD said that Will Wade's resignation was sent in the form of an email from his agent, and he did not reach out at any point directly.
He's a piece of crap.
I love it, man. These coaches are there to teach the youngins about life and how to do things the right way. You know, it's what I hear all the time about what team sports, specifically football, teaches you. And all we see are coaches making bad decisions, taking shortcuts, acting like children,
and look,
stunted adolescents.
And look, you know how I feel. I'm for a player's ability and their rights to go and transfer, right, and find a situation that's best suited for them. But you know how I feel about the guys that we've seen the examples where it's four schools in 4 years? What gives with that? I do think at a certain point, okay, you go somewhere, maybe you have a freshman and sophomore season and you never really get off the bench, it doesn't work. Zuby Edgefer, Kansas. Didn't work at Kansas, dedicated himself, went to St. John's, made himself into the Big East Player of the Year. You know, something like that I can live with. I think that's pretty good. But the four schools in 4 years, I think it was the player that Kansas just had. Who was the guy that was at Wisconsin before that? AJ Storr. 8 schools in 8 years. If you go back to his high school career and then follow him through college. I mean, what does that do? But then here we have the adults in this sport.
That's right.
And sometimes they do the same thing.
I'm not even saying that Will Wade shouldn't have taken the job.
No.
All right, but
no,
the fact that he didn't even call the AD?
Be professional about it.
He had his agent send an email? That's ridiculous to me.
I'm not saying that I, even as an administration, wouldn't look to hire someone that had previously cheated if I believed that they were remorseful for it and that they are just going to be all about ball. And we don't really have a whole lot of rules in place in the sport now. Anyway, we do have a payment structure and a roster. Maybe that was what it was about in the past. That's not making it right, but at least be a pro about it and show me some kind of commitment. If you're going to take a job, I'd like to think that you can go more than a year. You take this job in the ACC, you leave McNeese, right? So you bump up from a mid-major level to the big time again. That's a two-time national championship winning program. If you can get things humming at NC State, you will be regarded as a hero. Trust me, with what's going on at North Carolina and Duke in that area. And North Carolina is a little bit down right now. They have to make their hire and get it right. If you could convince them to put the money and the resources into it, I think they'll do that at NC State.
Act like a professional. Act like an adult. All right, now, if you'll excuse us, we have to talk about a serial urinator. By the way, if your urine sounds like that, please see a doctor immediately.
Yeah, that's too viscous.
Should not sound like that.
It's too thick. What is the strange... I don't know how to get the ball rolling on a story like this, but what's the strangest place you've had to relieve yourself on purpose? I'm sure we've all gone somewhere other than a toilet in our day. It happens. I mean, guys.
Well,
guys take leaks outside all the time.
Does my pants count for anything?
On purpose? I would hope that's an accident if you go in your pants.
It wasn't an accident. It was a choice at some point because I was on the interstate and it was just pouring down rain. I was in the middle of nowhere and I couldn't just stop. It was the middle of the night.
Hold on.
There was nowhere to stop and I really had to go. So eventually I just decided to just pee my pants.
What's the matter with you? Stop and get...
There was nothing, nowhere to stop.
If you get outside, so what that it's raining?
It was pouring, and I thought if I pulled over, I was going to get run over by someone because it was dark.
You still can pull over into a parking lot just because it's raining and
dark. I decided the pair of pants I had on was expendable.
And I'm sure you had cloth seats, too. So you soaked the seat, you soaked your pants.
I had the leather.
I did.
And I had an extra pair of pants in the trunk, so I was able to switch them out.
Trying to think if I've ever, gone. I've had to go in. My grandparents had the conversion van. You remember those suckers, like the traveling living rooms?
Is that when the van thinks it's gay and then you send it off someplace?
That's the conversion van.
Conversion therapy? That's the conversion van?
Treatment is what you give it. I had to go in a Snapple bottle because we're cruising down the highway and there's no stopping. There's no stopping.
Mine's too wide.
So this woman, she has a lot of interesting places that she likes to relieve herself. It has been found out. She's from Florida.
Of course she is.
It's the Golden State, right? Mm-hmm. Ah, Sunshine State. Gorgeous. Uh-huh. Gorgeous. Yep. Nicolette Coe or Cuff? K-E-O-U-G-H?
I mean, it's Cuck.
Cuck?
Yeah. She's got her own chair that she sits in.
The Florida Gator is pronounced Hauk, I think, and it has a kind of thing. So she has her mugshot on the website now for what she's been accused of doing, and she's smiling like a maniac.
Of course she is.
She's grinning like a Cheshire cat.
Serial urinator.
She has been charged with criminal mischief. There's got to be something more that we can charge her for, as videos have been found of the vile guest peeing on various objects in select Airbnb rentals. What has she peed on? Well, things like a coffee maker. Does she pee in the water reservoir?
Why?
Oh, and leave it in there? Like, I filled the tank up for you, don't worry.
With my urine. Oh.
What about the milk frother? You got a Nespresso? You froth up urine? Does urine froth?
I like the frother. I don't want any pee running through my frother.
What do you think, Teddy? Does urine froth?
It doesn't froth.
Yeah.
If you add enough air to it.
Too acidic.
I think it will.
No, I think if you add enough air to anything, it'll froth.
Yeah.
What else has she peed on? How about the Oster toaster?
Fire hazard.
Shock things and smoke. Someone had a typewriter, like a vintage typewriter, and you peed on it?
Ruined that. It's a fine antique.
Mark Twain comes back to life. He's going to write you a book on that thing. Now he can. His hands will be covered in piss. No good. You had nothing for that, huh?
No.
How about the TV?
I just had the image of Mark Twain's hands.
Hands just leaking. What about the TV? How do you pee on a TV? They're thin. What do you, straddle and just...
Why?
Rain shower over the TV? What do you do? What if it's mounted?
Is she filming herself doing this?
How do you pee on a mounted TV? Do you have to, slam a bunch of code red so you can get some distance? Just shoot it
maybe
across
it's,
the room.
Maybe the Scissor Sisters come over.
With the bosom buddies. You try to, bounce it off the screen, or is it trickling off the top? Chairs? She's peed on chairs. She's peed on
normal thing you've said.
She's peed on rugs.
Rugs? Again, you didn't answer my question.
And the carpet.
What is the point of this? Does she film it?
Yes. Yes, she does.
She films it and then people want to see it?
And I have so many questions about it too, because it says after being tipped off through the Airbnb app that her guest was urinating on multiple items in her units, the rental owner allegedly found the shocking pee for cash videos posted on an adult content website, the court document said. The fetish website was not disclosed. The disgusted victim said the unhinged suspect left behind a strong stench and caused almost $4,000 in damage to furniture and other items in one unit, with another $1,300 to $1,400 in damages reported in another unit. But how did you ever find the videos? What sicko was like, oh, wow.
You're not going to believe this, but
I think that's our Airbnb.
I've seen somebody peeing all over your Airbnb.
Why are you watching
how'd
this?
How'd you ever find something like that?
I
just came across
luck.
My desk.
Just luck, honey. I certainly don't pay for this website. Pervsforpiss.com.
Power showers.
I like how it took about 45 minutes into opening day for me to hate my team. The White Sox are losing 10-1. Of course they are. Of course they are. Teddy, when are the Reds starting? They started yet?
Yeah, they're scoreless in the second inning.
Okay. Can we do some... actually, you know what? It's Nicole time.
Coco!
It's a special Thursday edition of Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving slow on southbound 270 on the East Outer Belt going from Main Street to I-70. And you're looking at a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
She was too busy for us yesterday because she's a b-hole. It is Nicole Sheeran from 10TV.
What's going on? We're all wearing glasses today. We've got the leather jackets on. We're back, baby.
Don't let him talk to you like that.
We are so back. I was at Pro Day doing my job.
I know you were.
Thank you very much.
I was also scheduled to do television with you yesterday.
Yeah, and I was at Pro Day doing my job.
Hmm? She's a hustler, baby.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Who was out there with you?
Like player-wise or from 10TV?
No. 10TV.
Adam King was there. Dom Tabari was there. We were all there.
Was the Yeti there with Dom?
Who's the Yeti?
The
Dom
Yeti
is obsessed
Bigfoot.
With AI.
Dom
Bigfoot.
Is obsessed with ChatGPT and AI.
He's got
to the point where I'm slightly concerned.
This is how and why old people fall for scams.
My mom falls for scams. Are you calling my mother an old person?
Yes.
That's not very nice.
Well, I'm just saying, did she give away her money to Saudi princes that send her emails?
No.
Because Dom will.
She doesn't go that far.
But that's the thing that Dom doesn't do. Dom enjoys talking to the projected scammers. He will put them on speakerphone.
He will.
And yell at them. Oh, so you want me to give you my social security number, huh? Oh, you want my PIN? It's F-U.
At some point, though, he's going to forget all about that and actually start giving the actual numbers.
But we love him for it, don't we?
So how was Pro Day yesterday?
It was great.
Who stood out to you?
Arvel Reese. I mean, my goodness.
Can't bend, though, Nicole.
Well, you know what? I don't care. Because during my live hit, these are the words I used to describe him. Monster, animal, dog, vicious.
Oh man.
I mean...
Baby.
You said animal and dog.
D-A-W-G.
Yeah, I just...
You know what? You have a dirty mind.
My
okay?
mind goes to dong.
Okay, well, that's where no one else's dirty. Mind went there. No one.
No, I guarantee you, half our listeners, when you said animal, dog...
Dog.
This is Nicole.
Come on.
No one was going to think that.
I am a good, clean girl.
Where, did you think dong?
Teddy?
No, I did not think that, but half of our listeners, I'm sure, did.
Yes,
Ted,
see?
What is wrong
there you
with
go.
You?
Not me, the listeners.
Listen.
Trust me, they're.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're that way because of you.
Yes.
They are. It's your fault.
It is.
You learned it from watching you.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, go ahead. Arvel Reese, Animal Dong.
Thank you.
What else?
No, Arvel Reese stood out to me. Aaron Glenn with the Jets was locked in on Arvel Reese during his
drills. He wasn't sleeping?
No, he
was not.
Like
he was at the combine?
Yeah, he was not. He was wide awake, which means I think they want to take him second pick in the draft. I think Arvel Reese is going to be a Jet. I love Sonny Styles. We always love talking to him. He was great. Obviously, he kicked butt at the combine in Indy. He didn't participate.
We need him in Washington.
We do. You do.
Yeah, yes. No, yeah, you're jumping on the bandwagon?
I'm jumping on. Yeah,
climb aboard. We got the Commanders. We're ready to go.
No, I love Pro Day because it's cool. You get to talk to the guys one more time before they go to the draft. And obviously, you just, I don't know, you build a relationship with these guys. It's cool to see them go on to the next level. So,
a lot of guys come back, too. Did you see, did you get a chance?
Jack came back. Yeah. JT, Trey Henderson.
Captain Jack was there. Oh, man. Oh, S. It's great to be back.
Oh, yeah. I remember Jack is awesome, but every time we interviewed him, he'd say a bad word. And I'm like, Jack, we can't use that on television. Good thing that wasn't live.
Yeah, clean it up, Jack.
Yeah. Clean it up.
Pros now. No, you know what? We need more of that. He's being his authentic
self. Listen, TV is going that direction. If you watch ESPN.
Yes. When you ask to film him, that's on you.
You're right.
You know, you're putting the microphone in his face.
That's like when you ask me to come in here, that's on you.
You're damn right it is.
Yeah.
And I wonder why I ask you all the time.
I also wonder that.
Are you a baseball fan?
I am. I grew up a Dodger fan.
Yeah.
This may be fighting words for a lot of people. Don't get me wrong. I love going to a Dodger game on a sunny afternoon in Los Angeles, California with a nice Dodger dog. But guys, these games don't matter until we get to September.
Don't say that.
Of course they matter.
Why are you going to come out with that on opening day?
Of course I know.
They matter.
And listen. Opening day is great. I've never been to Reds opening day. It's on my bucket list because it is the home of opening day and I've always wanted to go. But I cannot get behind baseball season for that reason. Like, I am not locked into every Dodgers game.
You're not
all
supposed
year long.
To. That's not what it's made
for. I know,
for.
And that's why I said I love going to a Dodger game with a Dodger dog in my hand on a nice sunny afternoon in Los Angeles. Grew up doing that. I love it. I'm a big Clayton Kershaw girl.
I love the everyday routine of baseball. And the sad fact is, because I've seen, you know, teams miss out on the playoffs by a game.
Yeah.
These games do matter.
They do, but you understand what I'm saying. There's so many games.
I understand what you're saying as a fan and what your mindset is, because especially you doing a job as a sports reporter in a local market, you have a lot on your plate and a lot to pay attention to. I have no problem with that.
Right.
I still think you can be a massive fan of your team and not pay attention to every single inning of 162 games.
Like
that's not what it's about for me.
I agree with that.
You read the news and notes. You check the box scores periodically. Yeah. Just have a general sense of where things are.
No, for sure.
I'll hit you with this because you said, you're a fan of the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And you've been to games there, right?
Yes.
Have you ever done an opening day there?
No, I actually haven't. I've never done it.
I just got myself tickets to see opening day at Fenway next week.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I didn't even know that it was going to be going on.
You're
going to
be off. You're leaving him.
I have a few days for spring break. Jack's spring break is
all right. You know
what?
Somehow I'll manage.
Somehow, some way.
He'll be okay. 3 days the show will pick up for a little bit.
It'll probably get better ratings.
It might.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying. If you're around,
it will.
No, that's really cool, though. I mean, Fenway, that's historic.
Oh, you guys are the best.
Love
you,
Timmy.
I know, and the weather's probably going to be crap. Like,
no,
it will
don't
be.
Speak that into existence.
If we talked about this too, I love how they're going to have the Padres go to Boston.
Of course,
that's
yeah,
perfect.
Why not?
Right?
You know what?
That's great.
Nothing says opening day at Fenway like the Padres coming to town.
The San Diego Padres. Boy, it'd be nice if we were playing.
What
in
if we were
San
going
Diego
to San Diego
today?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We talk about. Like baseball parks, and you know, back when I was banging, I tried to get to as many baseball parks
when were you ever banging?
As I possibly could. Oh, you have
a long
no
time ago.
Idea.
Okay,
but
I don't want to know.
Let's not just talk about baseball, although you can throw that in if you wish. What is the nicest park / stadium you've ever been to?
Oh.
College, pro, football, baseball, but whatever it is, what's the most beautiful facility you've just been struck by it?
I mean, this is a basic answer. But you can't beat the mountains behind the Rose Bowl. I mean, there's something about the stadium itself is very old. I'm not talking specific the building or the way it's built. I'm talking pure scenery and pure historic scenery. I grew up going to the Rose Bowl. So that has a special place in my heart.
I'm with
I grew
you,
up going to USC UCLA games at the Rose Bowl.
I'm with you about that because to me, it's not about the glitz and the glam.
Not, exactly.
When it comes to a venue. And, you know, we were talking about baseball stadiums and I've been to PNC Park, which is a newer stadium, but it also, it doesn't feel
like it's brand new. And when you have those elements where you can see the skyline and the classic iconic yellow bridges that are back there, there's just something about that. Camden Yards, where they incorporate an old brick warehouse into the right field line and the little patio porch back there. Allen Fieldhouse, which is as old as they come, but it's got character.
Right.
Like, that's what it's about. It's about the experience. Butler Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
Where the Bulldogs play.
I'm blanking on, it's where the Giants play?
Schottenstein Center? Oh, no.
No. Well, what's the park?
The Meadowlands. Pac Bell? You mean you're talking about San Francisco Giants?
Yes. Oh, where they Oracle kayak park on the river.
Yeah. I forget what sponsor's attached to it now.
That's pretty cool. I've never been there, but I've always thought that's kind of cool that people go and sit in their kayaks during a game hoping they'll get a ball
the
out
Coke
there.
The Coke bottle is cool.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a cool spot. I feel like Mike has an answer that he's just dying to share.
No, I genuinely was curious.
No, yeah, I would say Rose Bowl, purely just from a scenic standpoint.
I mean, I haven't been to Fenway Park since I was a kid. But
I wanted to go there.
I told you the one time I went to Fenway Park, I was 8, 9 years old. They still had dirt floors on the concourse.
Oh, my gosh.
And yes, I am that old, I guess.
Well, yeah, you are.
I feel like Wrigley still kind of has that.
No, that's just poo.
is that all that is?
All the drunk Cubs ground. Just crap themselves.
Instead of crapping it all over an Airbnb, you just do it at Wrigley Field.
Exactly. I would say, y'all, when I worked in Waco, McLean Stadium sits right on the Brazos River. It's quite pretty. When you look around of where the stadium is, you're like, wow, this stadium's on a river.
I've told people this before. Yeah. I will live and die and never go to Texas.
Okay,
and be
that's
perfectly
crazy.
Happy
you
with
would
that.
Love Dallas,
Why?
Mike.
Why would I love Dallas?
Because
it's
you're
a million
bougie.
Degrees. No.
You don't go in the summertime when it's triple digits.
I'm not going at all.
That's crazy.
I hate the South.
Dallas.
I hate Texas. I hate it all.
You hate the South and you hate me because
no,
my parents
I don't
are from there.
Hate from there. Do they live there now?
No, but they grew up there.
They left.
Until they were 30.
They said, I'm getting out of this hellhole.
No, the South is great. When I was in Greenville, South Carolina, I felt like I was right at home when I ordered tea and I got a sweet tea sitting on that. That countertop, baby.
What's your favorite Coke down in the Southeast?
Oh, I don't.
Sprite?
No, I don't drink pop like that. Mm. You like how I said pop, trying to be like y'all?
I'm a soda guy.
I just use so many slangs from different y'all, pop.
I know, you've got it all. You've got it all.
I'm just like the girl next door, right?
You're a Beverly Hillbilly, is what
the
you are.
The girl next door,
mom,
you
wait,
put
I have
a for
funny...
sale sign up and get the hell out of there.
My mom saw the Beverly Hillbillies in real life when she was little.
Huh?
Did you know that's like an actual band, the Beverly Hillbillies?
No, it was a television show. It wasn't
a show.
Band.
Yeah. She saw
Did
them
we
live.
Know it was a real show.
She saw them live.
Like
they were
the
doing
actor?
A live thing. And
the
she
actors?
her mom asked her if she could see the Beverly Hillbillies or like the Beatles or something, and she chose, or the Beach Boys or something, and she chose the Beverly Hillbillies.
This is a great story.
Those are two different things.
All right, you know what?
You're talking about actors and actresses and bands.
How are your Depends doing, Mike?
Bop, bop, bop.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. You going to be on TV tonight?
I am. I'm actually going to be in the 6. I'm on at 5:45, actually, and 6 o'clock.
Okay. No 11?
I'll be in the 11. Yes, I will
be. Okay, so you're just all over the place tonight.
I'm just here.
Watch Nicole on 10 TV tonight. We'll do some Too Hot with Teddy coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a bit of a slowdown if you're on northbound 270 on that west outer belt going from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard to 161. And you're looking at a couple minute hold up on northbound 315 traveling from Lane Avenue to North Broadway. This report is sponsored by WeatherBug. Get the fastest local alerts and accurate 24/7 forecasts with WeatherBug. It's easy to use and provides real-time customizable alerts, so the weather never takes you by surprise. Plan every day with confidence. Download the free WeatherBug app from the App Store now. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The new Omaha's...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. There's a lot of window companies out there. Why should you go with my guys at Universal Windows Direct? Well, first of all, they pay me. Second of all, they're awesome and have deals like this. You buy two windows, you get two free, and there's no limit. If you have to buy 100 windows, you only pay for 50. See how it works? The more you upgrade, the more you save. Plus, you get 24 months with no payments and no interest. That's 2 full years to enjoy the comfort before paying a dime. And this month, they're also offering a $500 bonus off your home improvement project. Call for your free in-home estimate today, 614-502-5220, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com.
Perfect season to do a little upgrade on the home, huh? Well, springtime. You do any cleaning yet? Do you get into spring cleaning? Or I know for you, like you have to, you and I are the same here. We vacuum every single day.
Yes.
Run the vacuum at least in the hot spots every day.
On the wood floor every single day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And springtime for me is not necessarily spring cleaning, it's purging. Yes. I like to throw stuff out.
Oh my God. We're a lot alike in that too, because the house that we're in, we don't have an unfinished basement or an unfinished storage area like a lot of homes have where your laundry is and you can put the big racks up there and get your bins, or like a walk-in attic type of thing. I had to put everything in my garage. So ultra organization had to be the thing. I got like all of our stuff that is seasonal is consolidated into like 12 of those Rubbermaid bins, and they're on those big like heavy duty metal racks that are pushed into the back of the garage. Everything's got to be off the floor.
10 to 5 Eastern time on baseball opening day, and my team is losing 14-1.
Now, how do you like that? It was 1-0.
They were up 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0.
1-0, Teddy. And that was the end of that. What are the Reds doing? Still scoreless?
Scoreless in the third. Yes. Nothing
happened. What are the Oilers? The Orioles doing?
Scoreless. We are bottom six at Camden Yards right now.
Who are they playing?
Twinkies. Minnesota playing an AL Central foe right here. You know, I'd heard this earlier in the week. This was making the rounds. How it's good that we're here to opening day. I know for a fact that the Twins TV broadcasters were ready to be done with spring training. A little clip here, you'll see.
It's a good start for the Twins here in the fourth inning. You ever seen Buck with his pants down?
No.
Like in shorts?
No, like he doesn't have his
no socks showing.
I see what you're saying.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
That is exactly.
Like movies about gladiators?
You ever hang around the gymnasium?
Too hot! All right, it's Too Hot with Teddy. We've been neglecting him all day.
I'm sorry, Teddy. What do you got?
All right. Well, last segment, you guys were chatting with Nicole about Dom and his tales of like Bigfoot and conspiracy theories and everything like that.
Yeah.
Well, I have this audio from him when he was on with Bishop and Friends talking to Bo. So let's give it a listen.
Let me tell you something. There's something going on here, and I don't want to be, I'm just going to leave you to think about this. Conspiracy theories, sure, all this. You got a meteor, and then we've had six sightings of Bigfoot.
Oh, I know. He's think in Northeast Ohio, too.
Six sightings. It's just, yeah. I'm just saying. Is it a coincidence, or is there something going on? Six of them.
I don't think you're wrong.
Think
I'm not sure if you're
number,
right.
Six sightings, and now a UFO. What's 6 + 7?
Oh, my God.
6 + 1.
Get out of here. Get out of here with your tinfoil. We'll do it again next week. I'll see you later.
Goodbye. I'm telling you, be careful.
Dom's hip with the jive. That's what I am learning about this.
I'll tell you, when Dom starts on the 6-7, you know it is over for Bozo. That ship has sailed, my friend.
Every kid that was in their car that is still, just heard that and said, yuck. This is
played out.
We got
six Bigfoot sightings. And a spaceship. Okay, Dommy. I have nothing else to say. At least nothing that's going to not get me fired.
I know Dom longs to see Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he believes it to be so.
I got to tell you.
Knows that the Ark of the Covenant is there.
I know a guy who once had a janitor friend who worked at Wright Pat. They got stuff there. What else you got, Teddy?
All right, let's go back to T-Bone and Tyvus. And Tyvus, he was getting excited. He was all by himself at home, and he was going into the basement, and he wanted to watch the F1 movie. He hadn't seen that yet, and he was excited to watch it.
I hadn't seen that either.
He was watching it, but then he got a call from his good buddy Cardale, who had just got into town and at the airport. So Tyvus had to go pick him up, unfortunately. Because why did Tyvus have to go pick him up? Because Tyvus is driving around Cardale's car. Jeez, right?
Driving around in Cardale's car.
These people, man.
But anyway, this is Tyvus. He just telling the story about how excited he was to be able to watch the movie here.
I wanted to watch it. So, boom, I'm watching it. I'm in the basement. I got the surround sounds and everything. And I'm by myself. Kids is gone. Got the blinds closed. It's like a movie theater down there.
Now, usually when you have that situation, it's a different movie that you've got going on. But that's this time. It was fine. And that's good. I'm glad you decided to watch F1.
Little B.O.B. action. Little B.O.B.
He's a porn star.
There's definitely an F involved. There's definitely some F-ing involved.
I gotta keep the remote on my lap. Keep that last button ready.
The last button. Yes, exactly right.
What a disgusting show that is. I'll tell you. It's smut.
Heathens.
They got no standards for their programming.
He's talking about pornography. Too hot. Disgusting.
I don't understand why Tyvus can't get his own damn car. He's got to be like Cardale Jones's butler now. But Cardale, hey, I'm at the airport.
Yeah, you better come pick me up.
I got to pick him up. Yeah. I got his car.
That's what he was upset about, because he figured, I could just pause the movie and I'll get back and watch it. But when he got Cardale was like, well, we have to go run some errands now.
So he drove
him around for a couple hours before he got back
home. How embarrassing is this?
You have to take him to the Mire.
Yes.
You had to take him to Kohl's. I need to go to Dick's Sporting Goods
now. Did you
have
to help him try on pants, too? Little loose there in the crotch.
Cardale needs a new softball glove. We need to go shopping.
God.
Wow.
All right. I have a philosophical question for you.
I can't wait.
Coming up next. All right, because you're a man of many talents.
Is it dirty?
No, it's not.
Good.
It's not filthy like that morning show.
Thank God.
You're a man of many talents, and I'm going to ask you a very important question coming up next. Good. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's causing some holdup on East Livingston Avenue at Barnett Road. And you're looking at slower traffic on northbound 270 on that East Outer Belt between Easton Way and 161. This report is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's first full day of baseball in the major leagues. They're in the fourth inning in Cincinnati. The Reds and the Boston Red Sox are scoreless in that opening day. Cleveland Guardians opening night occurs this evening in Seattle, where they face the Mariners. Tanner Bibee pitching for the Guardians against the Mariners. Logan Gilbert. Blue Jackets try for a second straight win. Skating in Montreal tonight, 7 o'clock faceoff here on The Fan as the Jackets go into play, holding second place in the Metro Division. NCAA Sweet 16 tonight. South Regional in Houston. Iowa against Nebraska. Illinois facing the Houston Cougars in the West semis in San Jose. Texas plays Purdue. Top seed Arizona goes up against Arkansas. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow.
Oh, plug away.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
T-Bone and Tyvis, get things started tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Cardale Jones.
All right. Great timing.
We'll be on the show at 8:30. Tim May will be on with Bishop and Friends at 10:30. And then it's Go to Jail Friday on this show tomorrow. And hopefully we're talking about a big Jackets victory. Jackets playing in Montreal tonight. Pre-game coverage starts 6:30. Catch all the action right here on The Fan.
God, the schedule is...
It's a hell of a schedule.
What are you going to say about it? I mean,
nothing.
If you want to get in. Win. You want to get in. You're going to have to win a bunch of playoff-type games. Hey, by the way, White Sox, Mikey, bases loaded.
Stop. You're mocking me now.
No, no. And by the way, where's your baseball regalia? You've got a Mitchell and Ness White Sox shirt, or I know you got a jacket. Where's... Teddy's in the Barry Larkin. I got the Cal Ripken.
When I got up this morning, I put on my Frank Thomas jersey, and then he sued me. So I had to take it off.
They can enforce that quickly?
Yes. He actually showed up. And she'll like it too. Doug Flutie came over.
He supplied you with some meds.
That's
you're
right.
Good to go.
The White Sox are losing 14-1. No score for the Reds yet, Reds and Red Sox, and the Guardians start at about, 4 o'clock in the morning tonight out west in Seattle, which should be outlawed.
You didn't get a run there with the bases loaded. That sucks.
It's 14-1.
I'm just
saying. What's the difference?
A hit would have been nice.
I have a question for you. So yes. I saw this. Stephen Colbert.
Okay.
When he's done hosting late night on CBS, he will write a new Lord of the Rings movie.
I didn't see this.
This is a real thing. He's going to write a new Lord of the Rings movie.
You sure that's not AI generated?
Yeah, I read it in the Variety.
Okay. Yeah, Variety's not really like Facebook with the AI Ryan Day and Diebler stories.
If you could take a stab at writing a movie for any franchise, it's got to fit right in, though. With the previous work, what would it be? What would you write?
Taken 4.
What would the plot be? What's taken from him? How is he involved in this?
His grandmother is
his
taken.
His grandmother, Liam Neeson, is 72 years old.
She was a young grandma, and he still very much loves her, and she's the matriarch of the whole entire family.
Terrible plot.
Everybody else is dead. He's got no wife. I'm sure the daughter was beheaded sometime in between the third and the fourth movie. Yeah, and they killed her.
Was she dead?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Taken 3, baby.
I forgot.
I don't.
Famke?
Famke Janssen. And Maggie Grace is the annoying daughter from Columbus.
Can't run.
She's like 32 years old when she plays that 16-year-old, too, in the first movie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got kidnapped again.
Because she helps out in the second movie.
The second movie, she like a lot of her.
She delivers the handgun to the holding place. He's able to like triangulate the position based on some like grenade blasts.
Yeah, what would you write?
I've taken four.
You write a film franchise.
I guess I'd take a stab at another Mission Impossible movie. Why not?
There's a lot of intricacies that come with that, though.
And that's fine.
Intricacies, yeah.
Intricacies?
There's intricacies.
I'll use some AI and help me out.
No. You can't do that. Yes. Stop it now.
And it'd be about something where, like, Tom Cruise and there's a conspiracy and he's wrongly accused and something like that.
That's every movie he's
something
in.
Something like that, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's running.
just running. Right?
Yeah.
Just running.
And then he's just going to have a very serious face the entire movie. It's either serious and then full on laughter and smiling.
What would you do, Colin?
Those are Tom's faces.
I was actually thinking about Back to the Future, but that's a lot of technical stuff with space-time continuum and having to follow rules.
Yeah, but you can't. I don't know if you would want to add on to that trilogy. Like, that's been left at bay for quite a long time. And no one's going to be all hot and bothered if we rebooted Taken with Liam Neeson. It's a flesh wound. Like, people would crave for that. I think a lot of fans of Back to the Future would be like, no. Don't touch. Please don't touch. There's nowhere that could go. Like, who's going to be the character?
What do you mean, who's going to be the character?
Is Michael J. Fox going to be in it?
Is he still alive? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still alive? Yeah, Christopher Lloyd's still alive? They're all still alive.
Christopher Lloyd, barely.
Who cares? He's alive.
Marty.
Leah Thompson's alive. Biff is alive. Tom Wilson. They're all alive. Plus, you know what I would do?
What would you do?
I would have Marty McFly. I'd have Michael J. Fox and Eric Stoltz in the same movie. Somehow, the two Martys intersect with each other.
Well, you could. You could do like a little bit of the Marvel multiverse comes into the fractured timeline.
Think about
for Back
that.
To the Future. And Eric Stoltz is Marty McFly.
Think
just
about
there.
That. How Back to the Future essentially invented the multiverse.
And you can bring back the other Jennifer. Who was the first Jennifer? What was the actress's name?
Oh, I forget her name.
Oh, man.
Actually, there was another Jennifer, too.
I like the first Jennifer.
There was a Jennifer with Eric Stoltz. Because people don't know this.
Oh, like, so a third Jennifer.
Eric Stoltz was originally Marty McFly. And they filmed a lot of scenes with him, and they didn't like the way it was going, so they replaced him. They had a different Jennifer with Eric Stoltz. But then when Michael J. Fox was hired, they didn't keep the same Jennifer. Wasn't her fault at all. She was too tall for Michael J. Fox.
Oh, really?
So they had to fire the Jennifer, even though she did nothing wrong, and get a shorter Jennifer.
You've read books about Back to the Future. That's
so
the knowledge that you're spinning here.
There's three Jennifers.
So Melora Hardin, yeah, you're right, was initially cast as Jennifer Parker.
And she was on The Office.
Fired Stoltz, Marty McFly.
Who? She was from The Office.
Melora Hardin is on the, like,
right? She played Jan
the Steve
on The
Carell
Office.
That's Jan?
Right.
That's she was her, the original Jennifer?
Because I'm not familiar with the actress by name, but I definitely know Jan, so that puts a face to the name. I did not know that was her. So then you had Claudia Wells.
Claudia Wells, that's
Claudia
right.
Claudia Wells played Jennifer in the first one.
And
I liked
Elizabeth,
her the best.
Elizabeth Shue.
Then she came in for the next two. She wasn't really in the third one, hardly at all, but the very, very end where they're standing there.
Find her useless.
Yeah. He introduced him to the boys, and then that was really her
Jules
only.
Jules and Vern.
These are my boys.
You stupid idiot.
who is the woman? Clara. Who played her?
Mary Steenburgen.
Yeah,
that's Ted Danson's wife.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Back to the Future.
You know what? That's my answer. I'm doing a huge metaverse, just dimensions intersecting with each other, Back to the Future.
What would happen?
I don't
though.
Know what would happen. Can I tell you something? That plot is more flushed out than yours, which is Liam Neeson's grandmother gets kidnapped. He's 72 years old.
He's got to have somebody to save. And what country is he going to go through this time? I think I'll have him go through Romania. Yep. A lot of tracksuit fights.
That was like the first one. The first one was Eastern European.
No, those are the Albanians.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? It's a different country. We're going to another spot in the Balkans now. I know. The Illinois basketball team.
He's overseas scouting for the itches.
And Brad Underwood. No, he's moving.
Brad Underwood gets kidnapped.
No.
He's got to rescue Brad Underwood.
Liam's Neeson's, because they lay it down. He's a sports fan in the first movie where he's hanging out with his old buddies from back when they were banging.
Yeah.
On their like SEAL team, whatever branch he was in. So he is starting to get into basketball because the little security thing, he got bored with that, watching over like the Britney Spears types. So he takes a job for the New Jersey Nets as sort of like a mid-level scout. And he's going out to that territory, and him and Brad,
nobody knows the Balkans like he knows the Balkans.
Him and Brad Underwood, they clash.
Oh, they clash.
And so it turns out that Brad Underwood is friends with some unsavory folks in the Romanian underworld.
I see.
And that's when all hell breaks loose.
So Brad Underwood is a supervillain.
They have a fight scene at the end. They're the ones that have the Turkish bathhouse fight. And what happens is Liam Neeson will rip his tracksuit right off his body and say, "I'm going to strangle you now." And then he wraps his neck up and chokes the life out of him. And then you get that classic Brad Underwood. His face looks like a catcher's mitt. He's like, and he just gets...
I think all sorts of college basketball coaches are part of this underworld, too, and they make special appearances.
Rick Pitino is there.
Rick's in his white suit, smoking heaters and grease.
Rick comes in to help Liam Neeson's.
I love it. Tom Brady's weird. I'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's causing some stop-and-go traffic on northbound Riverside Drive at 161. Also, watch out for another crash that's causing holdup on the right shoulder of eastbound 670 at 71. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch, and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Each day.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Yeah, it is going to be stormy tonight up until about midnight with heavy rain and even strong to severe thunderstorms, and then just rain as the temperatures drop overnight into Friday morning across central Ohio. Could be wet for the morning rush hour on Friday. Then drier with some sun in the afternoon and highs only in the 40s Friday. Saturday, a lot of sunshine, 47. On Sunday, partly sunny skies and highs at about 58 degrees. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
In celebration of the start of the baseball season, I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to cook up some dogs on the grill.
I love it. You're an American, baby.
Grilled onions on the grill, too. Today should be a celebration of hot dogs and Americana and all of that. And
because
we are celebrating hot dogs, I think we should have a little song from Sammy Sosa.
Hola, Sammy Sosa here. And I love Arma hot dog so much. I'm going to sing about it. Hot dogs, Arma hot dogs. ¿A quién le gusta Armo hot dogs? A los niños, a las niñas que se quieren reír. A los chicos, a las chicas que se quieren divertir. Dame hot dogs, Armo hot dogs. The dogs keep loads to buy. I love those Arma hot dogs.
Now, maybe you're excited about opening day. My team just lost. My team, the Chicago White Sox,
they just lost
14-2. No, here's my positive spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the White Sox scored a run in the first inning.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was 1-0. The Brewers did not score in the first inning. The White Sox just scored a run in the ninth inning. The Brewers did not score a run in the ninth inning because they were the home team. They don't hit the ninth, but that's semantics. So really, if you take away innings 2 through 8, the White Sox won 2-0.
When the Brewers only got to hit in one of those innings.
Right. 2-0.
Let me tell you, since you took this time to play the Sammy Sosa song, I think I'm switching my dinner plans, too. We had moved carnitas to tonight, but I say that's bunk.
No, it's not a carnitas night.
I got the Blackstone back there. I got to stop at the Meijer on the way home anyway. I'm getting some all-beef hot dogs. I don't know what brand yet. Probably Nathan's. I think.
What about an Arma hot dog?
We don't really have the Arma hot dogs.
Sammy Sosa with an Arma hot dog.
Do we have those locally?
I don't think
they're around anymore. I think there's still Arma pepperonis, like sliced pepperonis, like the Hormel store brand.
Yeah,
and maybe the Arma. So, in honor of Teddy, in Cincinnati, of course, Conn's is the official hot dog brand. KAHN, people know. And the Big Red Dog, the Big Red Smokey is the thing. And that has bacon, pimento cheese, sauce on a pretzel bun. And they've got Skyline chili cheese conies everywhere. They're actually giving those away for free for Reds opening day. Now, your Chicago White Sox at Wright Field, they've got the Vienna beef. That's always been the staple there. You familiar with the Comiskey dog there at the stadium?
What is it?
That's basically your iconic Chicago dog. You've got mustard, relish, onions, tomato slices, dill pickle spear, sport peppers, and celery salt.
That's called a Chicago-style hot dog.
And in Baltimore, back in the day, they had Eske was the official hot dog brand. Not anymore. Now they've got Burke's Foods and the Warehouse dog that has pit beef and other toppings, and it's a $23 hodgepodge of just all this crap.
I think that's just
too much money.
Too much.
Yeah, $23 is just too much.
Should be a cheap meal. That's the point.
Now, I know they have
the hot dog.
I know they have like cheaper. You can get just a hot dog, but I like it if you've got like a signature dog for a ballpark. But $23 is, I mean, can't we get that down to like 10 or something? They have like your big boy that's got all the stuff in it. Hey, speaking of hot dogs, I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Low testosterone, buddy. That can be a real issue for a lot of men. And here are the things that it can affect.
Mm-hmm.
Poor sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Low energy, brain fog, and speaking of a limp hot dog, one that you maybe boiled instead of grilled and charred up to a nice crispiness to it, I like mine blackened almost. That's how I like my hot dog.
Black.
It can lead to a reduced sex drive, too, mm-hmm. and then that's a problem. So don't let low T affect you like that. But did you know about the body composition plans? The
cup sizes?
Did you know about the sizes? They've got GH peptides now, NAD plus, GLP-1, and more. You combine those with the low T treatments, you're looking at better focus, improved sleep, and a much, much, much crispier hot dog.
You're essentially a cyborg.
Oh, baby, let me tell you. So go to tristatemenshealth.com. Two lovely locations right in Central Ohio. Easy to get to. See about that first $99 initial visit. They are going to get you right as rain. Tri-State Men's Health.
Tom Brady, he is a very weird guy, all right? Now, he is a broadcaster. He's the GOAT. He's a minority owner for the Las Vegas Raiders. And he was talking to CNBC. He's also a mogul, I'm sure. He said that he actually did think about coming back to the NFL. Here is a quote from Tom Brady. I actually have inquired, and they don't like that idea very much, so I'm going to leave it at that. We explored a lot of different things, and I'm very happily retired. Let me just say that, too. Well, first of all, you're clearly not, because you... Essentially, what he's saying is, I wanted to come out of retirement and play quarterback for the team that I own, the Raiders. And the league said, hey, dummy... We already let you broadcast, which we probably shouldn't do.
And you're a co-owner of a franchise.
If you own the team, we can't have you come down and play quarterback, too. And by the way, we're afraid you're going to break your hip. What the hell is wrong with you?
We used to have player coaches. I mean, Jackie,
not in the NFL.
Jackie Moon for the Flint Tropics was a player owner. And what's the big deal? If Tom wants to come back, let him. Let's see how that goes. I like to see him out there at 60 years old. Mm-hmm. Herschel Walker and T.O. can come and play on the
Darryl
team.
Daryl Green can do flag football at 66 with him.
Just a team of geriatrics out there.
All right, let's do some Too Hot.
Too Hot!
Hello, Teddy. What do we got?
All right, let's go to Rothman and Ice, and I want to knock this one out because it's talking about basically baseball and opening day, and it's Maddie. You know, he's a big Reds fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the other day, he was wearing a different team's hat. And we've talked about that kind of before with him, right?
He's very fashion forward. It's about his outfit and how it matches.
But that's right. Matches his outfit. All right,
matches my outfit.
Let's give this a listen on Maddie and rooting for teams.
You see, I got the Yankee hat on today. I am as a Reds fan. You're not loving
this.
No,
we've had this conversation before.
I think it's okay for me to have a American League team. And so we'll see. I don't know if it's going to be the Yankees. It may be somebody else.
What happens if your Reds somehow played the Yankees in the World Series and there's evidence of you sporting this hat?
You know what? I'll just claim that it was AI. You know, isn't that what everybody does now? But yeah, I'm auditioning as a fan, or teams are auditioning to me on the American League side, whether or not they get my support, because the Reds have hurt me so much.
All right, LeBron. We see you.
This one's tricky for me. I'd like to play by my own.
Of course it's tricky for you.
You've
got 19 teams you root for.
I do have some teams out there.
Yeah, it's real tricky for me.
Hey, look, man.
Looky here.
Looky here. I've lived in those places.
Yeah, all right.
I've worked in those places. So I feel like if I want to wear a Royals hat or wear a Royals jacket, I went to school out there. I worked in the market. I did become a fan of that team. And here's how I look at it. Me growing up an O's fan, it restricts me from anything in the AL East as a non-starter. And I have taken trips to cities where if it's a National League team, if it's a non-divisional team and there's not a big rivalry going on, I bought a Seattle Mariners cap. I like the logo. I think it's cool colors. Went to the game at Safeco.
I don't know why you're qualified to even talk about this. You came in yesterday like Philadelphia threw up on you.
I have a Phillies jacket.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You got a Phillies jacket, you got a 76ers
National League, doesn't affect the Orioles, family from the town.
It all affects the Orioles. There's no such thing, by the way, as really a separation between two leagues at this point.
I understand, and they will play each other in interleague play, and I think it's fairly obvious who I'm pulling for when those worlds collide.
Whoever's in first place? You and Maddie get together. Teddy and I will stick with our one teams. Right, Teddy?
Maddie's a great guy.
Teddy's ride and die with the Reds.
That's right.
I'm ride and die with my team that just lost 14-2.
Although if the Guardians, you know, win, I kind of enjoy that too.
See? Look at your face.
He's such a liar.
And he doesn't even believe
liar.
That.
I just want to poke you with something.
What about that Ohio Cup?
Well, the Reds, you know, that's our cup. Reds Cup.
Too hot.
What else you got?
All right, let's go outside of our world here for a little bit.
Oh, my God.
New UC, the Bearcats head coach down there, Jared Calhoun.
Jared Calhoun, not related to Jim.
No, but he was from, Utah State, Timmy, right?
That's right, yeah, 27 or 28 wins.
But he's He's from, I think, is he from Cincinnati or is from Ohio?
What is this called? Just ask Timmy questions?
Timmy knows basketball.
He has Ohio roots. Yeah.
And he was with Bob Huggins on his staff at West Virginia. Yes. He's got some ties there. Well, he just had a sort of pep talk to the fans and media there the other day. And it's kind of interesting what he had to say about UC and their place in the state. Here we go.
I think what it shows you is our ability to evaluate the right people. You have to have the right people. The University of Cincinnati deserves a winner in men's basketball. This city deserves to be rocking and rolling again. People need to fear us in the state of Ohio. It's the best basketball job in the state of Ohio, and I think it truly is.
Man, that is some enthusiasm right there. That really has my juices flowing. It reminds me of the iconic speech that Tress gave. Right?
The 310 right. days.
Where Tress
speech.
Came yeah. out. Actually, you know what? Let's take a listen to it.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Ooh, well, pardon my French, I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
This is our new goal. Our new goal every single day is to drop it.
Oh,
and
God.
Surprise each other.
I'm already like thinking of it in the classroom and on the football field in Ann Arbor in 310 days. And you hit me with that.
More Too Hot with Teddy in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic slowing down due to a crash that's on Morse Road at North Hamilton Road. And be aware of another slowdown due to a crash that's on the right shoulder of westbound 670 after 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. When your money's on the line, are you okay with a basic free tax service? Get the confidence of TurboTax with free Fed and state filing on Intuit Credit Karma. Around 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040s only. See details at TurboTax.com/free. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
We will have more Too Hot with Teddy here in this
Too
segment.
Hot.
Teddy, did you see that Jack Reacher star Alan Ritchson has been cleared of any wrongdoing?
Well, good.
Yeah.
He should be.
As we broke that down and... I think that that other lunatic in the situation, not saying that you never want to put hands on somebody. You could clearly tell that Richson wasn't trying to like end the guy or whatever.
No,
he gave him a couple of punches to the midsection. He was on the grass and it was like, get out of here. My sons are right here. Or there were two kids. I don't know if those were his boys or what, but he's good there. No wrongdoing. And this is right on the heels of did you see they just wrapped another season
of Reacher, yeah.
of our show?
Yeah.
So I don't know what the plot, what the storyline is going to be. I generally like to go in dark when they're going to throw in a new show. I don't want to see like what other actors or actresses they bring in.
Mm-hmm.
I like what they did last year with Anthony Michael Hall. Old as hell.
Yeah. But it's like, wait, that does not look like him at all, but it is.
And I saw this headline that just pissed me off. I saw a headline that said, why Alan Ritchson got grace that Will Smith never did. Oh, gee, I wonder. This guy had somebody stand in front of his moving motorbike in the middle of their neighborhood. Will Smith in the middle of a live award ceremony that's supposed to be the biggest night in that industry, ran out there. First, he screamed at him like a lunatic to not tell a joke about Jada Pinkett, and then just walked right out there and slapped him in the face. Yes, that's a lot like self-defense in this case for Richson. Stupid idiots. Did you fall asleep there?
I no one was talking to me.
Aaron,
I don't know.
Glenn?
Just listening.
Got anything to say about that?
I just got a glimpse of what it was like to be a listener of this show, and you know what? Don't like it.
Well, what are you going to do about that?
Nothing.
Nothing now.
You doing good? Right.
Yeah, Colin, man, you're going to love this next one here. It's from Rothman and Ice, and Anthony and Maddie, they were chatting about dating taller women.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
That's a big topic for you,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah, so here's Maddie and giving his thoughts on that.
Are you in or out on dating somebody taller than you? I know his answer to this
question.
And the reason I bring it up is because Cameron Brink is 6'4".
You know what? I'd do it. Sign your boy up.
6'4".
I would do
okay.
it. I would do
you
it.
Would.
A lot of taller women that I've talked to about this topic and dating short kings like myself, the problem that really comes into focus, AR, is date night. And them going into the closet and looking at the heels and eliminating all of that portion of their fashion because they can't wear heels.
So that turns 6'4 into 6'6, and we can't have that.
That's apparently a real problem. So I would do it. Sign me up.
The problem's not with the short dudes. It's with the tall women. They've got the problem.
Yeah, like Sophie Cunningham said she wouldn't do it.
I don't know a short dude out there that says, I don't want to try that out. I'd love it. And by the way, who says you got to keep the heels at home? What's the difference at that point? If I'm going out with Cameron Brinks and 6'4".
Go ahead and be 6 foot
who
five
cares?
Or 6 foot
be
six.
Be 7 feet tall. I'll get my Sherpa and climb you. I may need oxygen to get all the way up there, I will do my best.
You could wear stilts. And then you could go and be the act at halftime of the game.
I'm just saying, I don't have a problem. They got the problem.
You could learn how to spin plates on the sticks, and then you've already got your stilts, so you could be at her height.
I don't know how in 2026 we still have these stigmas that we can't overlook. You know,
there's always going to be
short guys
stigmas.
Need loving too.
They do. They do. I mean, you can't ask too much of society at once. It's not going to go your way.
Saying, I thought we were making progress.
No, I mean, no. We make progress in certain areas, but then it falls off in other areas. And this is one of those areas that had seemingly gone unnoticed. And maybe some view it. Maybe they view that as they're empowering themselves because they don't want to settle.
No, height
but,
shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, that's nothing you can control.
Shouldn't be an issue.
Yes, it should.
No.
Yes, it should.
You know what? I was reminded
Don't
of this.
Say that.
The Saints have signed Zach Wilson, who I totally forgot about, by the way. Former first-round pick of the Jets.
And BYU quarterback.
Right, and Zach Wilson was rumored to be sleeping with one of his mom's friends. That's why I said
was he really?
Age. Yeah, man. He went to the Mahjong party and just put her right on the table.
Jeez. That is...
Bunko? Would you prefer Bunko?
My mom did bunko.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All suburban housewives did. It was their excuse to get together and drink.
What else was
my
thing?
Mom would do bunko, too.
There were Tupperware parties.
Have ladies' luncheon
what
in the neighborhood when I was a kid. I'd come home from school, be 25 drunken ladies just, Michael's here!
What is a ladies' luncheon? Like, what do they play,
a
though?
Bunch of white women in the suburbs get together and swap recipes and drink.
Wednesday afternoon,
that's
we just
what
drink
it is.
Wine?
Yeah.
Is there a game to be played? Is that
Yeah, the game's Bunko called, our husbands are at work. Let's drink.
Let's have the milkman come over.
Whatever.
What would a Tupperware party... What's the purpose? Do you actually bring Tupperware?
No, one woman sells Tupperware, and the other women come and they buy the Tupperware.
Sounds like that sucks.
Again, it was always like this, but back in the old days, they would disguise it better.
I'm going to a Tupperware party.
I mean, I guess...
Where really, it was just they just get together, and they cackle, and they drink.
I guess before the internet, though, it was a perfectly sane way to buy something. I mean, we had vacuum cleaner people going door to door. You want to get a Kirby, you know? someone's going to come by the house and try to sell one to you. My parents still have that thing.
A Kirby?
25-year-old vacuum cleaner. Get rid of it.
Does it still work?
Yeah.
It's fine craftsmanship.
That thing
really
sucks.
I buy these Dysons.
Sucks.
They last me like a year and a half. I pay $19 million
for them. How does a Dyson last that?
I'm telling you, man.
A year and a half with what they charge.
I know. And I'm stupid.
You're right, $600.
And I keep buying them because I'm dumb. Because when they work, they're awesome. And it ruins you for another vacuum.
Do you get the battery-powered one? Because I find that
you get the battery-powered one.
The suction on those goes away, though, after 6 months.
6 months? I'm just hoping it works. Works after 6 months.
Well, that's crap. You know what, Dyson? If you're listening, you suck.
I know. Buyer beware. But I'm the idiot that keeps buying them. All right, Teddy, come on.
Too hot.
Stop wasting time. Let's go.
All right, T-Bone and Tyvus, and we all know how Tyvus just hates when people take time off or any days off. Right?
He's about to take like 5 weeks off here,
and they were chatting about people who take their birthday off at work. So here we go.
Do you think people should work on their birthday?
Yes.
Why?
I do it every year.
Okay, but that's you.
I make it my mission.
Why?
Why? The only person that takes the day off is Matty Ice, and I don't understand it.
I take my day. Not the only person.
I take my day off on my birthday.
Why? To do what?
Can I be honest with you? Can I tell you? This is why.
Because we work at a very convenient time slot.
That's true.
Where you can still enjoy your birthday.
No. It's not about enjoying the birthday necessarily. I am someone who does not like forced interactions. You know what I mean? I feel like when people find out it's your birthday, they feel obligated to come up to you and say, oh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. And it's like, you didn't have to do that. I appreciate it. It is well-meaning and all that. But if I'm not around on my birthday at work, I don't have to do that 27 times. So you know what?
Well,
there have been times where I've just been like, just so we don't have to do that, I can just take my day off. Isn't that, that's weird. That is totally weird on my part.
It's not weird. It makes total sense to me. The same reason why I don't understand why on my birthday I have to field phone calls from people that I don't normally talk to by choice. But because it's my birthday, they will call me and then I have to force the interaction.
Well,
oh, hey, Aunt, how you doing? Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a year. Okay. Glad I took time out of my day to talk to you. You're not dead yet. Okay, talk to you another year. Bye-bye.
I get there's a line there. Some people just want to, reach out and give you some well wishes, but you don't have to really take all those calls. They can leave you messages. People will throw stuff up on your Facebook wall. It's really not that much of a hindrance
if
being here
I
at work.
Don't take the call from my aunt.
You'll hear about it from your parents.
Do you know the chain of events this is going to set off?
It's like Seinfeld.
Everything okay with Michael? Oh, I called him on his birthday and he never called me.
Before that sentence could even get out of my aunt's mouth, my mom would be on the phone with me. How dare you not call back her aunt?
Man.
It was my birthday. I didn't feel like talking to her. She called you, you didn't answer the phone.
Man, what happened to your mom now? Is she the exorcist?
Well, I'm just saying, I did one annoying voice for the other one. I can't do the same voice, I got to demon the other one up.
Really demonized mom. Boy.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 15-minute delay if you're traveling northbound 270 on the east outer belt, going from Easton Way to 161. And there's a bit of a slowdown on northbound 71 on that north side between 17th Avenue and Weber Road. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere construction equipment rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Catch all the buzzer beaters, upsets, bracket busters, and more at the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. It's the greatest month of the year.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Then it's Jackets time at 6:30. They're all huge, but this one is especially huge. Jackets on the road in Montreal. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. You know, today's show, I think, has been a little bit too joyful. Let's bring it down a notch.
Please do. What have you got for us?
Former Buckeye Kirk Barton was sentenced to 5 years in prison for the crash that killed 24-year-old Ethan Perry.
Yeah,
remember,
just
he was
terrible.
Drunk and driving like a maniac.
I think he was going over 110 miles per hour at impact. And I heard, you know, the testimony from the victim's mother. It's terrible. And
114 at impact.
114 miles per hour.
And 126, it says, 5 seconds before the crash. And by the way, this was on a small residential street.
It's beyond, it's not even comprehensible. It's disgraceful. And to think that 5 years is what you get for making a decision and acting that carelessly, and you changed all these people's lives. You took a life and changed a lot of other lives forever, and that can never be undone. That's not nearly enough of a punishment for that kind of crime.
I misunderstood. This was on Route 33. He was driving the wrong way. No, what I'm saying, he was driving the wrong way.
Yeah. It's insane.
Driving 124 miles an hour. Anyway, that's nice.
Hey, you know what I thought of to bring it back up, though?
What?
Beamer and Meredith might have had a baby at this point of the day.
What time was the C-section?
I don't know.
Not C-section.
I'm just saying.
Induction?
It's the induction, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
The inducement?
The inducement. That's what it is. So, and it's almost 6 o'clock. I
don't know what time they schedule
it
for.
I don't think you're scheduling anything after 5 o'clock. If you're scheduling something to go to the office, to go to the hospital, it probably was sometime between 10 and 1.
His entire life has changed.
Two kids for the Beamer.
Yeah.
Do we know what the gender was? Did he already announce that it was a boy?
I thought he said he was going to be surprised, right?
Maybe you're right.
Because I think I remember telling him
we would have been speaking
about
this.
Teddy, do you remember?
Teddy's shaking it off. He didn't know.
I have no idea.
All right.
I thought
it was a boy. I thought we were going double boy for Beamer.
Maybe it is. I don't know. Too hot.
Too hot.
What do you got, Teddy?
Teddy.
All right. Okay. Sometimes when you're doing the show as a host of the show, you have guys that fill in from time to time, maybe as your producer. And so you're not as familiar with them and you have new guys come in. Well, apparently we have a guy here named Isaiah, right? He does a fantastic job and
came over from Indy. He once produced for Dan Dockich.
Oh, right.
It's too bad for him.
Yeah. Sorry. So he was filling in. I think it was on one of the football Saturdays, maybe for for Maddie's show on that pregame coverage.
Okay.
And Maddie was screwing up his name a little bit during the show.
Well, so how far, Tyler?
How far back are we going on this clip?
No. This is
just wait.
He was filling in for Cole on Monday.
Oh, and so they brought it up.
Sorry.
All right. Okay.
That's my bad.
All right, go ahead. You're right.
Yeah. But this is from Monday's show. Yes. Here we go.
You know, my friends call me Zeke.
Oh, okay. Also, so you're Zeke.
I am Zeke.
We could change it now if you didn't like it.
No, I like it.
It's better than when he was filling in
during for one of the pregame shows during
Maddie
football
called
season.
Isaac.
And I kept calling him Isaac throughout the show. And Fish comes up to me after and goes, "Hey, you, his name's not Isaac."
And it wasn't like he was like we were talking and he was saying it. He was just referring to me. So it wasn't like I could like quickly say like, "It's not actually Isaac. It's also hard to do on the radio. Hey, that's not my name."
I would have preferred for you to do that, honestly.
I love it. I totally get that from Isaiah's standpoint. It's
first of all, he looks like
awkward.
An Isaac.
It's more awkward for the guy whose name is being said incorrectly. My name's John Boy.
You can't correct somebody on the air.
You can't.
First of all, you don't correct a veteran like Matty Ice on the air. That's just
he
career
call
death.
You what he wants to call
right
you.
There. If Matty Ice says you're Isaac, then you're Isaac.
Right.
That's the way it goes.
Maybe Chris Isaac.
We had an intern here many years ago who also was an intern at ESPN Radio New York, and he worked for Stephen A. Smith's show when Stephen A. Smith did.
Are you serious?
The show, and he was interning for Stephen A. for 3 months. For 3 months, Stephen A. Smith called this guy Patrick.
That was his name. Bob?
Was not his name.
Tim?
Actually, I forget the dude's name now.
Billy?
But anyway, he just yelled to him, "Give me some water, Patrick!" And then, after a while, he got the courage up to tell him that his name was not Patrick. And so do you know what Stephen A. Smith called him the next time? Patrick. For the entire time.
Patrick Starfish? All right.
Your name's Patrick!
Let's do another one, Teddy.
All right. On Bishop and Friends, Joshua Perry was filling in this week, and Reeser had a question there for him about the upcoming Columbus Aviators game and their halftime show. We talked about Gavin DeGraw is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be anything what I've been trying to be lately.
But I didn't realize Joshua and I have something in common about spring football. Here we go.
Columbus has their home opener on Friday, April 3rd. Gavin DeGraw is going to be the halftime act. Thing or not a thing?
The halftime shows for me. Can't really talk me into those. Either one of those acts doesn't really move the needle. However,
what about Ludacris? So he's the home opener for the Houston Gamblers on April 5th.
I feel like the last time we saw Ludacris was like an 8 a.m. concert during the fall. I can't remember what football game that was. Anyway, that's not going to be the draw for me. The draw is the fact that I'm a sicko, and I will watch spring football like I'm watching any other kind of football. So I'm very excited about the Aviators. I'm very excited about their home opener in April, which I'm going to try to get out to. So you don't have to entice me with all these extra little frills. Like, just give me the ball and I'm good.
You're out of your mind, first of all. Second of all, Teddy, I expect a full description, a full report. Whenever the day after the Aviator game or
Sunday,
the Monday after.
That's this upcoming Monday, I think, right?
Whatever, man.
Yeah, because they play Sunday night on ESPN.
You just take your pom-poms out all the time. You're talking about spring football, yet I don't think you've ever watched a game.
Game's in 3 days.
And I want a
Sunday
full
night.
Report
okay.
of the game.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not going to watch a hot second of it.
Can't wait.
Except maybe when Gavin DeGraw comes out.
Oh, chariot, my chariot's on fire. Whoa, chariot. My chariot's on fire.
Chariot's on fire.
Ben-Hur.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling.
When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Getting to the worst of that stupid song.
That's a good song. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
That's a good song.
It is a good. That one and the other one. That's about it. Hey, Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how are you, Jimmy? Yeah.
Read that in Patrick Mahomes' voice.
Okay, hold on.
How's it?
Hey. Oh, day by day. You know, I just got the surgery on my knee. Felt great being able to throw the ball around today. So, got to go home and hang out with my... I'm morphing into Evan Turner now.
Tell me, Patrick, what is the hardest thing about being sidelined when you just can't, you know, cultivate your skills and your talents?
Tell you, CC, the hardest thing is, going home and hanging out with my media whore wife.
I know. You got, like, the Daves. You got, like, a gold kid and a silver kid and then a bronze kid. How do you name your kids like that?
Yeah, we were a big fan of the Olympics and gold medals. You just name after gold medals.
I did broadcast a little bit with Tirico. He's one of the best of the biz in the Olympics.
Don't you I'll see you soon, Patrick. Every single Sunday night, don't you? Yeah. How you doing there, Teddy? You all right over there?
Doing great.
Yeah.
It's over.
It's over now.
It's done.
Black Eye Show's coming up next, and then Jackets time at 6:30.
You sound like Kermit the Frog.
I understand I do.
You're just doing Kermit now.
I'm very sorry about that.
Hi-ho. Bye-bye.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking two right lanes and causing about a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to Westerville. We also have a crash causing delay at the intersection of Morse Road and North Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals for Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/26.